This is PFW in Progress.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I think that we owe a big round of applause to our newest, bestest buddy in Big Toe.
Paul Perillo.
You might have noticed I've got a slight weight problem.
No.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, I went to this doctor. Well, he told me I swallowed a lot of aggression along with a lot of pizzas. Pizzas.
And Andy. And Andy?
Are you, homosexual?
You mean like flaming or...
Andy Hart.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Yeah, would they send us someplace special?
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
My hobbies are fast cars and fast women. Because that's why my guys in my car club call me the cruiser.
You should call him the dork.
Mike Parenti.
Everybody calls me psycho. Any of you guys call me Francis and I'll kill you. And I don't like nobody touching my stuff. Just keep your meat hooks off. If I catch any of you guys in my stuff, I'll kill you.
And you never know who else might stop by.
You're a sexual dynamo. Most guys couldn't even handle you. I've been reading books on the outside just so I can keep up with you.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Okay, I know you're anxious to jump right in and start speaking English. So how many of you would say you speak English fairly well, but with some difficulty? Yes, you speak some English.
Son of bitch.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Forgive me, but I'm in the middle of a Qdoba feast here.
A taco fiesta for Fred.
They came in with a buffet, Matt Weiss from Qdoba, and I just got my plate done, and we're just feasting here. It's like, it's like ravenous animals, these guys, looking at these guys. They don't even breathe. They just shovel it in. But today is good. Thursday, it's Qdoba Day, so we're happy. PFW in Progress, the gang's all here except Eric. Eric just doesn't come down anymore.
No, you have to understand, he does Rook from 2 to 3, so this is a weekly thing. He does 1 to 2 here, 2 to 3 for Rook.
What about yesterday?
Well, that's just him being him.
Okay.
Also, he had practice, too.
Oh, okay, he's doing the practice thing. Paul's here, right off his big gig from the Big Show.
Worst Big Show ever.
Well, all they were talking about was baseball and basketball, right?
Exactly.
Right. So, anyway, Paul's back.
Of post-election talk, not fun.
Oh, that's right. They were talking politics, too. So, Paul's back. Andy's here. Mike's here. I'm here. Gary's in the booth. Dan's running around eating the Qdoba right now. So, we're all here.
You're never going to catch me.
Great email I want to share with everyone from our Indy Colts listener. But I'll get to that in a minute. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com. The phone number is 508-543-7482. Big talk around the league about D'Angelo Hall. He's out there. Where he ends up, I don't know. But he is out there. And what else, guys? There was no Belichick press conference today, but there was access. What's going on in the locker room? Anyone?
More of the same. Heath Evans talked. That's akin to the sun rising every morning.
Important email, Fred.
Uh-oh, important email.
Breaking news.
Chris says, this is from the webmaster, Chris Ferreira, did you get the buffet today or separate orders? Chris, we got the buffet. You better get down here fast.
He's probably already halfway here.
Get down here fast.
And bring the whole crew.
But the latency of the internet will hurt him.
There is no latency of the internet. Well, at Gillette Stadium, there's an extreme latency of the internet, but that's an internal problem.
There's latency.
Ferreira is a piece of work.
So
why did you just skip past the D'Angelo Hall thing? It seems to be the topic.
We're going to talk about it. I had to give out the email address. I had
it's
to give
like
out the phone number.
It's like 90% of our Ask PFW emails. It's all the fans want
to talk about. And today, nothing's probably going to happen because no one's going to claim him because no one's going to want to take on the risk of whatever it is, some ridiculous
They have to wait till the waiver wire process ends so that now you can negotiate with
him. And it becomes a bit
now, I mean, there's a chance somebody will roll the dice, and so I just think it's pretty minimal that anyone would claim him and take on that contract.
I agree.
So after that, then you're talking about why would the Patriots not be in a
And there was a report that, and I don't know where this came from, but I guess five teams interested, and the Patriots were one of them.
I've seen
Giants,
various things.
Dolphins, Patriots.
They're all kind of vague.
Yeah.
It's all like a bunch of reports are kind of reporting on other reports, and no one says which is the report.
Where's the source?
But Adam Schefter talked about it. that it would be a logical thing for the Patriots to at least do their due diligence, be interested, that D'Angelo Hall would have reason to be interested on this end for what we talked about yesterday, sort of revitalizing his career, maybe coming here, you get in a playoff game, you make a key pick or something in an important game, all of a sudden your value's back up, maybe you can sign with somebody next year, not for 7 years, $70 million, but more than the veteran minimum.
You could pull a Dante Stallworth.
Right.
Come here, be a decoy, have a pretty solid year, get a big contract.
The problem is, unlike in the past, where the Patriots were the best option for that, now I would think any of the teams that are listed in that, you know.
Right, because I was going to say, you know, the recruiting, you know, weight that the Patriots had in the past, which is, you know, they're going to win a lot of games. You know they're going to win a lot of, get in the playoffs because of Tom Brady. You don't quite have that now. But there's a good chance they will, but a lot of other teams have the same thing.
The pool's a little
bit
deeper now. There are a lot more competitive teams.
Aside from Tennessee and the Giants,
well, I think
I wouldn't
put
anybody else ahead of the Patriots.
From a career revitalizing standpoint, this would be the place to come because a lot of guys have a track record of sketchy paths coming here and just blossoming. Corey Dillon,
the anti-Oakland.
A lot of guys. Exactly.
It's, if you're looking for the winning
stability,
aside, just stability of going for a head coach,
well, that's a good point,
has as much cachet
as anybody
in the game.
You know Bill Belichick isn't going to put up with that kind of behavior.
So if you're looking for structure and you're looking to not be playing for Bobby Petrino, Lane Kiffin, and Tom Cable, is there anybody better than Bill Belichick to go play for?
Right.
Well, if you're looking at it from his, and I think that's a great point, you know, talking about the stability in the anti-Oakland, because it is. It's anti-Oakland. Right. It's the complete opposite. Now, evidently, Hall has talked a lot about the speculation anyway, and the reports is that he wants to win. He wants to be on a winner. So we can all agree there are a handful of 10, 12 teams that I don't think are any better or worse than the Patriots. You know, once you get beyond Tennessee or the Giants.
Right.
They're all the same. Now, if you wanted to go to Miami or, you know, Philadelphia, I can't sit here and make an argument. That's dumb.
Right.
You should go to the Patriots.
That's where I think the Patriots will be helped by their history, though, because they are in the middle of the pack. And if you're looking for anything, well, then they've won in the past. Maybe that'll get them through again, knowing how to win over, say, Miami or throw out eight
along
or ten
those
teams.
Lines, though, Indianapolis might be a team. You know, Tony Dungy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a guy that a lot of people like to play for. At least they say. I know, you know, Tony always fares very well in those player polls. Bill fares well in them, too.
So does Wade Phillips.
Nice job, players.
But Indy also has that huge need at that position, just like the Patriots would like to.
And they
to
play indoors, which, if you're cornerback, I think that makes a little bit of difference.
Well, and he's black. Let's not disregard that Tony Dungy's a black. A lot of players want to play for an African-American coach. Tony's always at the combine. D'Angelo Hall, for some reason, is always at the combine. And my guess is they have crossed paths and have at least a casual relationship that they've talked. So, you know, that would be an argument for the Colts.
The thing about Hall is he's probably a player like many others who feels that his services will put somebody over the top.
Right.
So, in other words, I'm going to go to a team that really needs me a corner that has a chance. If I go there, they're now four or five games better. Not necessarily going to a team where I'm in sub-defense packages that doesn't really need me as much, but maybe good to begin with. You have a chance to be an impact player somewhere. I think that plays a factor as
and
well.
He could be an impact player here, and he could be an impact player in Indy,
He could probably be an impact player in a lot of teams.
Well, of course, based on his stats from this year, he's an impact player, but it's for the offense.
And he hasn't been good in a while.
But neither was Randy Moss in Oakland, so you're banking on the environment drags him down.
He wasn't good in Atlanta either.
He was good.
At the end, I'm saying he wasn't good in Atlanta.
Well, he
not as bad as he is.
Playing.
This year, he's giving up more passes than
stopping.
We just
want to bring those guys in. Well, that's why I don't want to make this move.
Well,
I don't want guys
Moss
that don't
worked
play.
Out.
Yeah, he did. Corey Dillon did.
I think he worked out for that year. Are you kidding me?
First year?
Are you kidding me?
I think he played well for a year, and he tanked it for the next two.
I'll take that year.
He got old.
And D'Angelo Hall, you don't resign.
Okay.
Because he's looking to go elsewhere and make money. This is a perfect rental situation.
If I can get a Super Bowl out of it for 1 year, he can tank the next two.
I think they learned their lesson with Corey Dillon.
He obviously would help you. I don't think he's the difference in you winning a Super Bowl, but that's just my opinion.
I think he could be.
I don't think he's that good.
That's where we disagree, because I think he still has talent.
Unless
he just pissed away his talent somehow.
What's that, Gary?
That's how long it took Chris to get down here. From when you
4 minutes and 43 seconds. That's a long hike. It took Chris 4 minutes and 43 seconds to get from his cubicle to the buffet line. That's pretty good. That's moving.
It took Andy 11 seconds to take his headphones off and go back for seconds.
Well, I got
to
get out there, because if Ferreira's at it, it's going to be empty soon.
Yeah, I'm going to make a trip soon, too.
Wow.
It's bulk season, Fred.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You got to put on that winter layer.
Put on that winter layer, yeah.
Everyone's abandoning
me. I'm here. Don't worry about it. I'm still here.
Paul's getting a media guide.
How about Paul gets me a water, too? That'd be nice.
Well, I think that they could use his services, see where his mind's at. But it's not like it used to be,
Paulie,
where the Patriots are necessarily, you know,
right,
the number one.
Right, this is the place to come if you want to win.
We'll see
there
what
are a
happens.
Lot of places now you can go.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean,
but it's an interesting...
unless you're Wes Welker and he believes it's the only place to come to win a ring.
Well, that's true.
So
a little funny joke there. No one else got it, I guess.
I got it.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Oh, it was Welker. The Patriots targeted
Fred
him.
Got mad at me because I criticized that comment. And I said, because I know that Welker was joking. It was
right,
a joke from Welker. That's why I don't kill him. You know, that's why he hasn't been killed for that comment. But he made that comment off the cuff that obviously Asante is only interested in winning.
Well, you know,
is not interested in winning. Well, if he was interested, if Welker was interested in winning the year before, he would have signed with the Giants.
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
I don't.
Don't worry about it, Fred. What is so hard to follow on that? He made a comment that Asante obviously isn't interested in winning because he signed with Philadelphia and didn't stay with the Patriots. Asante could counter that and say, obviously, last year you didn't have any interest in winning. Otherwise, you would have signed with the Giants. They won.
Well, they didn't know that before.
Right. Just like Wes Welker doesn't know who's going to win now either.
Exactly. But he knows what the Patriots can do. He was on a winning team.
Eagles are pretty good too, Fred.
Not as good as the Patriots. And
this
haven't.
Year?
No, but
that's
again,
debatable.
You're basing it on what you know. And what Asante knew, the Patriots were one of the winningest teams
in
the NFL.
I would say the Eagles are pretty good
Fred,
this year.
If anybody had a guarantee
division,
of who was going to win, then everybody would sign with that team.
Right. But
Philly's 5-3, right?
When you got Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, which is what they had when he left, you can pretty much guarantee the Patriots are going to win.
Not at all.
Not at all.
But you're going to have a chance to do it every year.
A chance. I think the Eagles
you don't
have
think
a chance,
Philadelphia
too.
Has a chance
they
to
went
do
to
it
four
every
consecutive
year?
NFC title games.
I think that they're falling apart this year.
Oh, yeah, it looks it.
Yeah, they look awful in that competitive division. They're in the best division in football, and
that's
they're
why I think
well.
It's going to be tough for them. You know, I think that
well,
I think
Samuel
the Giants.
Believes he's a player
don't you
that
think
can
the Giants
the
are kind of going to run away with that division?
We'll see Sunday night. If they can beat the Eagles at Philly on Sunday night, then I'll say yes, this is their division.
Yeah,
but I've seen some pretty good second half collapses.
Because even though I like Washington, I think that they're kind of showing their weaknesses. I think Dallas. You know, we know what's going on with Dallas. I think it's the Giants' division to take. So.
Well, it's theirs to lose right now.
Yeah.
They're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they've got a tough stretch coming up.
Yeah. Okay.
The Pittsburgh win was big, and I think you had to beat Dallas. Dallas was playing awful football, had nobody out there on the field. You had to beat Dallas, and they did beat them decisively. But going to Philly on Sunday night is a tough, tough football game.
All right.
That's
Andy,
our portion
that's
of
quite
NFC
a plate
East
that you got there.
Yeah.
Did you leave anything
nacho,
for anyone else?
Hall's been better than I better player probably over his career than I.
Yeah, 19 interceptions in like under 5 years. That's
nothing
pretty good.
To,
I think.
I don't
he's
care.
Always been a little bit of a big play guy, though.
Yeah.
That the big play can go one of two ways.
Yes. Well, he takes.
I mean, he
would you rather have that or have a guy who plays 10 yards off the ball? Like
he made consecutive Pro Bowls. I don't care about the number of interceptions because, and I'll, you know, how was Ty Law the year after he left the Patriots, Fred? He stunk, right?
No, it did well.
Okay.
He had, what, 10?
Yeah,
11,
10 interceptions at Kansas City.
He's roundly considered to have been subpar that
right.
year.
But he was in the right
Fred,
place at
Fred
the right
now,
time.
Because he doesn't want to play along, thinks that he had a great year.
Why should I play along?
Exactly.
Exactly. Why should I
cater
to you?
Why should I be consistent in my argument?
Why should I be right?
Paul is just really...
He's coming after you.
Yeah.
He didn't get to talk in the Big Show yesterday.
I don't want to get out.
I have a lot of pent-up hostility after being shut off in 4 hours.
One way to shut him up. Just bring up Obama.
Talk election for the next 2 hours if you don't want me to.
Why didn't you chip in?
I don't care.
You don't care.
No.
Okay. Why don't you
And I don't have the knowledge to talk about it.
This is your country.
I don't know enough, and people don't want to hear from a bunch of sports guys about the economy. They don't.
But they're all. It's all a bunch of guys just talking. It's not like expert. No one is an expert. It's barbershop talk.
It's a bunch of know-it-alls.
It's barbershop talk. All right. Well, Paul was just, you know, he was on strike.
I wasn't on strike.
You
I didn't have
strike.
Anything to say because I don't know, Fred. I don't have
yeah,
enough
but Paul,
knowledge.
I mean, the next time they think, oh, should we have Perillo? Well, last time he was on, I didn't say a word. So why should we? So what yeah. you know, you're hurting yourself there, Paul.
Well, if that's what happens, I'd rather hurt myself by not saying anything than make a buffoon of myself.
But that's all that's
like everybody else does.
Exactly. That's what that radio station's all right. about.
And that's not what I'm
There's
all
a guy
about.
That has a full time job there making a career as a buffoon.
Right. And I'm not gonna follow any
A guy?
Well, maybe
good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
I can think of at least two.
I just don't think that the general public really cares with a bunch of sports guys. Have to say about politics.
No, but the whole thing of talk radio is you get to say what you're saying, and then you get reactions.
And I said the two things that I know, and I refuse to put my foot in my mouth the rest of the show. That's
Paul's
all.
A two-trick pony.
Starting in January,
really
we're
going
to lay
I'm
more
sports
pipe.
Sports. I'm not a very smart guy. I'm not Eric
I'm
now.
I'm just teasing you.
I'm not Eric now. I'm not a worldly guy.
You don't speak several languages?
I'm not a Renaissance man.
Speaking of which, should we discuss the discussion we had with Eric earlier?
Oh, yeah.
That ended with me making a joke. Something about what's happening
on
the island?
Someone's going to leave. Reed? Someone?
Oh, is going to go with Obama.
Someone's
going to
go with Obama.
You
go see, and Eric was all excited. He said, I hope he leaves. So that leaves the post open. And then Andy said.
What, are you going to run?
And he said, yeah, I was thinking about it.
Actually, John Kerry might go over. That would leave
I'd
the
vote,
Senate seat
I would vote for Scalabrine.
Yeah, which is disgusting. Did you hear about that?
No.
The law in Massachusetts, unlike a lot of places where the governor gets to fill the seat, fill the position, in Massachusetts you have an impromptu election. There's a, you know, they set up a thing. People have to run quickly. And
right.
Deval Patrick said, yeah, I'm thinking of changing that.
Well, they'd have to get the Congress to...
But the audacity to just say, I'm going to change a law because I don't think it's not fair right now.
Well, he can't change the law unless the Congress...
I know,
you know.
That's very pompous to me. Like, I'm just going to change that law.
You can do whatever you want in Massachusetts.
I don't like... Yeah, I don't like... Wow. I don't like
smoke
him.
Smoke pot, drive around, have a good time, kill people.
Yeah. It's a good state.
Yeah, great state.
Smoke
good
pot,
place to raise
smoke
a family.
Pot, $100 is all it costs.
Yeah, it's all it costs. No big deal.
Right.
Good place to raise kids. Together we can.
You can't smoke it. You can just possess it.
Oh, okay. Because no one possesses it to smoke it. That's just like the smoke shops that sell bongs. Yeah, I'm sure people still smoke tobacco out of the bongs.
Wait a minute. If you're smoking less than an ounce or whatever it is, it's a felony? But if you possess it, it isn't?
Yeah, it was having less than an ounce in your possession.
Well, in my mouth is in my possession.
Well, the public act of, like, you can't do public drinking, but you can carry a six-pack of beer home from the liquor store. You just can't stand in the park and drink it. I think that's the difference, right?
Taking beer home is not illegal.
Right.
Taking pot home is.
It is funny that the state said you can have marijuana, but you can't buy beer in a supermarket.
It's fantastic. The priorities of our country have gone down the crapper.
Not just the country, it's this state.
There's a lot of
no,
states
No, it's
like
the country,
this.
Too.
So anyway,
great.
We're not going to get Paul. We're not going to get into that. We're going to talk football.
Yeah, he'll sulk for the next 2 hours. It'll be awkward.
A little bit. I just wanted to read this email off the top from Spencer, who was in Indy, and he's a Colts fan, but he listens to the show. He says, "Good game Sunday. Went to the game and enjoyed it thoroughly for obvious reasons. I think the part I enjoyed the most was after the game when I was waiting in line in the men's room. Two Pats fans were in line waiting for their turn." These were straight-up Beantown boys dropping their R's all over the floor. They were bitching and moaning about the personal foul from Ben Watson on Mathis. I think he meant Ben Watson on Mathis.
Dave Thomas.
Yeah, Dave Thomas, and not in a quite quiet manner either. So there they are in a
Ben
sea
Watson
of blue complaining about this in that, by the way, only in Indiana can opposing teams bitch and moan like that and no one says a word, when one of them says, "I can't wait to hear what Fred and Paul have to say about this."
Nice.
I then chimed in with, "I think Mike and Andy will see it for what it was." Their jaws dropped. They couldn't believe that I knew who you guys were. Anyway, that was a brief moment in PFW land. Next time you guys are in town, skip St. Elmo's. If you want the shrimp, go to Harry and Izzy's next door. It is the same kitchen as St. Elmo's with a more reasonable menu, and Peyton is part owner. Moe's, Shula's, Ruth Chris, and Morton's are good, but I would recommend Fogo de Chao. It is a Brazilian steakhouse where they will bring you all
we
you can
that.
Eat, whatever it costs, all you can eat. It costs as much as St. Elmo's, but you get a much larger selection of meats without all
variety
the tourists.
Too.
If Fred eats it, if it bleeds, then this is the place for him. Quick question, what did you think of the new stadium? Thanks again, and keep up the outstanding work. I think we all liked it, right?
Yes.
A little
top-notch,
uncomfortable
top-notch.
That we're the topic of discussion in a men's room, but that's okay.
No, I think that's cool. Can you imagine, like, two Pats fans?
I like how Spencer says, my favorite part of the game was in the men's room
they
afterwards.
They mentioned two random people's names, and this guy in a Colts jersey knows who they are. That's
pretty
cool.
Random.
That's the power of the internet, right, I guess? Good stuff, Spencer. Thanks for sending the email. And
see, Fred, you like to credit the internet. I credit us.
Well, if it wasn't for the internet, they wouldn't be able to hear us. And
just kidding.
Saw the latest numbers, you wouldn't credit us.
Yeah, we did go down.
That
last
is
month.
That's a pretty cool. Story.
Went down the tank.
Yeah. We went down more this month than Eric.
But everything. Oh. But everything.
And maybe that's why we went down, Andy.
What? Because of you.
Well, everybody went down.
People want that stuff.
Across the board, numbers are down.
This is what the fans want.
But I think that a lot of, you know, talk about the numbers going down. I think, you know, you have the election, you have the Red Sox.
But why did downloads go up and live went down?
That's a good question, but, you know, they only went.
I would support Fred's theory.
They only went up by about
10,000.
People
are doing other things first,
right,
and then they download.
They don't have time to listen live, you know.
I don't know if I believe Fred's theory, but the numbers would support
it's funny,
that.
I think last month's were a typo.
Yeah, what, 110,000?
At, like, not everything around last month didn't really fit in.
Well, I think that last month, you mean September, because September's number spiked early, because when Brady got hurt, believe it or not, our website numbers jumped through the roof.
I believe
I mean,
it.
Through
yeah,
the
hear
roof.
The reaction.
Yeah, and
then, anytime there's a major
right,
event.
And then slowly it went down. So that's that accounted for September's big numbers, I think. October, I think, you know, not just us, but teams across the board, are it's just not as big this year for some reason.
The economy?
The economy. There's a lot of distractions.
Can't download
well,
free podcasts.
In layoffs, know, but the more people that get laid off from work, the less people can listen during work at lunch.
I was on a show yesterday with this, you know, big topic of discussion. That was about my contribution. Every once in a while when you didn't have anything to say, you just go, you know, in the economy. And then you turn your mic off and have a Pepsi.
They have Pepsis there?
Did you have yesterday?
They cold Pepsis there?
Yeah, but they're not free, though. They're in the machine.
I can see this really affected you, Paul. Did you let your feelings known to Jason Wolf on the way out?
No.
That, you know, if you're going to have me on the show,
no.
I want the topics
he'll
to
never
be
back again
no.
if he does that.
No? You should.
Fred.
Paul's, I mean, Fred's got a lot of ideas.
You know, you guys make fun of me for
not many
attacking.
Good.
You're all over the map, Fred. First you say that I should have kept talking and you don't want to be sitting there quiet because then the next time they won't call you. Then you tell me you really should have had your feelings be known, let everybody know that you're upset. Well, why is that going
to
help?
To the station director or whatever,
but,
by the way. Right to the top.
This is really affecting you. And
it didn't affect me.
Well, right now it is. You're all surly.
I'm not.
You're just snapping at everybody.
Fred, have I snapped at you, Michael?
Not yet.
Andy?
I think you did.
Well, but
when I made
what?
Fun of you for your mixed metaphor.
Okay. So,
Fred, do you beat bushes for diamonds in the rough?
No.
He got mad at me because I called him on it.
I didn't get mad at you.
And he was talking about Northeastern, too.
Only if you have a bird in the hand.
Right.
He said he's used to beating the bushes to find those diamonds in the rough.
I go, hey, isn't that one of those mixed metaphors?
You get all mad.
Of course, he was talking about a Northeastern basketball
Coach.
Scrimmage.
No, I wasn't.
But the topic that was brought up was
we're talking about
the other loser in the locker room who goes to Northeastern games comes up to him and goes, "You going to the scrimmage tonight?"
Yeah, you Northeastern alumni, the biggest dorks on
he's
the
not an alumni.
He's not even an alumni.
Pac-Man
he's like Rudy
is.
Rudiger. Pinning the Notre Dame helmet gold, you didn't even go to Notre Dame. Disgrace. I have a buddy who I used to work with who's a big Notre Dame fan. He went to Alabama.
I don't paint any helmets.
I don't paint helmets.
That is kind of similar.
It is.
On a much grander level.
That's worse.
It is worse. But he had a family tradition of Notre Dame, so they grew up all fans.
Oh, that's the same
but you
thing.
Know what?
That's the same
that's
thing.
That's similar, school, just in a more relevant way
but
with
my
you know, important
my
sports
team.
And teams.
People ask me, who do I care about in college football? I don't really care, but I'll say URI.
Paul's great-great-great-grandfather fought in the Civil War carrying the Northeastern banner in front of his battalion.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be surly there, Fred.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the phone number. So only Heath Evans talked. That's it.
There are a few others.
Kelly Washington for a very short time.
PFW got some exclusives.
Oh, yeah, Andy.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what
you're
talking
about. All over the place today.
Matt Patricia and Gary Guyton.
And is this for a story that's coming up?
Possibly a couple different stories. I'm going to do a Guyton story this week, just sort of how, you know, he's evolved into a contributor and seeing more playing time and all that crap that Bill talked about earlier in the week, that they were lucky to sign him. And he said, "Why didn't you draft me?" And I asked him that, and he said, "I don't remember ever saying that." But, you know, I won't let that get in the way of a good story to open the story I write.
Well, I
but
facts.
And the then Patricia, I talked to him about Guyton and then just working with young linebackers, how it's been different for him because – you know, in the past, he's pretty much dealt with just guys that have been in the league like 12 years. All these – now he has young guys that are playing a lot. So a little bit about that. We might have that in the coming weeks.
Okay.
I did the interview in a back alley hallway deep in the bowels of Gillette Stadium.
That's where you buy your steroids.
Got a lot of dirty looks, too, when people came through.
Hey, that's all right.
Really?
A couple people.
From?
A couple people.
I'd rather not say.
I'd rather not say.
That's all right. You're just doing your job.
I am, and I went where the PR department
right,
told me to go.
Right, they say to go there.
But the funny
people
thing
like
is,
it, tell them to go
one,
screw.
Rookies
one
aren't
name rhyme with Jill Jelicek.
No. I didn't see
that's
him.
All I care about then.
Rux Rick.
Rookies aren't supposed to talk really till Friday. It's kind of a loose rule, but generally they don't talk until Friday. Because of our print schedule, I asked if I could get Guyton off to the side with the understanding that it doesn't go to print until next Tuesday. So,
right.
So Stacy was able to hook me up with him, and we did it over in a corner of the locker room, just sort of quietly off to the side where no one would interrupt. And as we're walking over to do it, Gerard Mayo yells, "Gary Guyton's available! Interviews with Gary Guyton!" And I'm like, oh, great. We're trying to just get it done in the nice and quiet. And, but those two clearly have a very playful, budding relationship, feud. There's if Guyton sticks around, obviously Mayo will stick around, but if Guyton sticks around, they're going to be the pranksters.
Chris Slade and Willie McGinnis type.
Yeah. Laurel and Hardy?
Maybe like Vrabel and Brewski.
Well, I didn't want to put I didn't want to put any pressure on Guyton to be a starter, per se, down the road. But
Bosom Buddies?
Well, I thought you were talking about more their off-field.
I am, but I didn't want to just throw out two
sitcom,
names.
Fred.
Yeah.
What is it?
Mayo and Guyton. A little dual action role.
Oh, I thought you had like a good like title or something.
How's the line out there?
I can think of something, though.
Dan Tugender. How's the line at the buffet?
There's still a lot of food left.
Belo's here. I see that. So
see
apparently half
people.
The entire craft sports group here.
There were some
here.
KSP guys out there when I went.
There's a lot of people that just listen to the show to see if there's food available, and then once they find out, they shut it off.
Yeah, imagine what our numbers would be if everybody in the stadium stopped listening to
Maybe
find out when the Vega here.
Maybe that's why we spiked that first month. Maybe when we started doing the Qdoba.
It's a possibility. Yeah.
Well, today is the
or someone put an extra digit in a number.
Today is also the Qdoba question of the week day. So we'll be doing that. I can't say when, though.
Later.
Right. I'm not supposed to say that.
Right.
No.
Is it because you don't know when or because you can't
And we
say
do
when?
The picks.
Because Gary doesn't tell him.
We have to do the picks at 1:30. So it's
Gary could tell him.
It's an action-packed day.
Yeah, a lot going on today.
Injuries. Lamont Jordan participated in practice. Limited participation yesterday.
Thankfully, somebody woke him up so he could get out there.
Yeah, so I wondered, because he had participated last week one of the days, did he not?
I think he did. Yeah.
He participated in all three practices last week, but I thought there was one day that he was – not
but
limited.
Wasn't that the Wednesday where they were in just shells or something like that?
No.
Oh, the early week walkthrough?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that was 2 weeks ago, and I believe it was
the whole team.
Yeah, everybody was out there, basically.
Except for Sammy Morris, right?
Morris was walking through the locker room today.
I might be wrong.
That may be a good sign.
He definitely participated in every practice last week, Jordan, but I thought there was at least one day that he wasn't limited.
He'll play this week.
I think he comes back this week. We did see Sammy Morris in the locker room, Fred, and that's the first time I personally have seen him.
That's a good sign.
I can't remember if you guys had seen him previously in the last couple of weeks, but he was walking okay. Looked like he was in quote-unquote rehab clothes, Texas Tech T-shirt, shorts, getting ready to do some work. He went into the trainer's room.
Okay.
But didn't talk to
getting ready to sculpt his guns.
To reporters. Wow.
Wheatley did not practice, did not participate.
And I didn't see him today.
No.
Because I wanted to really watch him and see if he took that hand out of his pocket from yesterday. That Andy
I saw him without his hand in his
today?
Pocket yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. He had a little wrapped cast iron.
I thought that's why
that
he had his hand
me
in his
feel
that's why
better.
It was buried in
I
his
thought
pocket
that's why
day.
He had his hand in his pocket all
is
day.
That one?
He probably had a cast
I thought he was
on.
Playing pool.
So that's an injury update for you.
Yes.
There's something else I was going to say and I forgot.
Was it important?
That was a good in-depth injury update. There was guys that were injured, and we saw them.
And they walked through the locker room.
Hey, that's more than you get when you go to a press conference.
That's a good point.
That's true.
What was the other thing I wanted to talk about?
I wish I knew.
Let's see, Qdoba, we covered that.
iOmega hard drives.
We'll get to that later.
He had his talking points today, and now he forgot
We'll get to
one.
iOmega later.
You start writing
role of Barack
down,
Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah, his prompter went down. I'm going to get to it. Give me a minute now.
Anyway. Okay, so that's it. We're done.
All right, show's over. Thanks, guys.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Did you have
an important meeting today that drained all your
intellect? I'm swamped. I don't know about you. I'm just swamped. And it's all like little things that just need to get taken care of. I'm buried. I'm just buried.
I'm up to my eyeballs in debt.
It's a huge, hey, that's me.
It's going to be us all
and
in 4 years.
I'm in debt up to my eyeballs.
See all the quotes from around the league, Fred, on Obama? Jared Allen saying, I'm a cane man, it's a sad day, and now my paycheck's going to get cut in half, too.
Right.
Right.
Just rolls his eyes and
just ignores the reality. Yeah, right.
Well, when it doesn't become reality, what are you going to say?
What I did say yesterday, that means he goes back on his word, then.
What would you rather be called?
No one's going to get their paycheck cut in half. It'll go up 3%. That's what he said.
Annually.
3%. Well, you know something I don't?
Well, that's
Paul?
Not what he's saying.
Yeah, he said 3%. It'll go up 3%. That's what it'll go up.
Okay.
What, you heard something different?
Yes.
What?
That people in that stratosphere, i.e. yours,
Fred.
are going to be hitting the 48%.
Well, if they're at
taxes, I don't think you're at 45 now, are you?
If you're at 45 now, you'll go to 48. If you're at 35, you'll go to 38. I mean, but if you're at 45 now, you're making multi millions of dollars.
I know that means you can afford it.
You know? No, I'm serious. I mean, let's
face
it.
That means you won't miss it, you know, because you have a lot of it.
That's not the point. You know,
that's the rationalization.
But everyone says, you know, oh, for the common man, they're going to get their taxes. No, they're not. You and I are not going to have a tax increase.
I'll bet you anything on earth that I will get a tax increase.
Oh, okay.
Anything you have.
Okay.
And I can't speak exactly for you, but I am 99.99% positive that you make a lot more money than I do.
Well,
and I know I'm getting a tax increase, so I can't figure out how
you're
avoiding it.
How do you know this? I mean, do you have inside information?
Because I know I'm hitting the threshold, Fred.
Wow. Wow, you make a lot of money.
No, I don't.
Your wife makes a lot of money.
I am smack dab in the middle class, and that's the guy who's going to feel it.
Okay. I mean, aren't we feeling it now?
Tax-wise?
Yeah.
No.
Not tax-wise. We're feeling it in other areas.
I got to check.
The economy's terrible.
The economy sucks.
There's no question about that.
The burden's always been on the middle class, no matter what. We always get stuck.
But I don't feel it in taxes.
We always get stuck because no one looks out for us.
Now we're getting stuck twice.
You know?
Anyway, this is why I didn't talk yesterday.
Why didn't you talk? Why can you talk here and not there?
Because I don't have anything more to say than generalities like that.
But Glenn's on your side. You would have been, you know, with
friends. And I let him talk about and let him be the economical expert. If Bill was on, I would let him talk,
Paul was the hand up the puppet's ass.
I didn't say 10 things yesterday about the
– I know. We had emails because we told people that you're going to the big show. Then people listened and said, I've been listening to 45 minutes. All I can hear is Paul breathing.
Did you hear anybody else besides Glenn?
It's like Eric.
I didn't listen. I don't know.
Glenn, this is how it went. Glenn and Pete had a half-hour argument. I kind of saw what it must be like with me and Fred, because Glenn and Pete had a half-hour argument about how early the local TV shows stations were calling – like the questions, not the presidential election,
right,
but like the questions, the three significant questions on the ballot. Oh, you know, I started at 7:15. They were calling it with less than 1% in, less than 1%. And then Glenn would go through this long thing. But Pete, they're a lot more sophisticated than you think.
Right.
This went on for a half an hour. It didn't stop.
It's like watching monkeys fling feces at each other.
And then I said, wow, that's why everybody hates me, because that's what me and Fred do.
Yeah, but you guys are funny.
Well, I like to think that, but maybe we're not, because there was nothing funny about that yesterday.
All right.
I'd like to think we're here for the enjoyment of
some
people.
On yesterday's show, you worried about being looked at as the idiot on the show? You didn't have to worry there.
You were with Butch Stearns
sure that
and Pete.
You had a net.
You were okay.
I made sure that I was not going to be perceived to be the Mike Felger and spouting off strongly about things that I really don't know anything about. And that's what I think of when I hear Mike talk about all this political stuff.
Again, look at your sidekicks here.
But he does feel strongly about it.
Yeah, but I don't think he knows anything about it.
I know, but that's what this country's all about.
Passion is key, Paul.
Yeah. Freedom of speech.
That's why the vote went the way it did. Passion.
Well, sort of freedom of speech, unless you make a joke about when the election is.
Oh, and evidently now we're all going to have to worry about that, too, because the fairness doctrine's coming.
Yep.
What's that?
Well, he's going to be able to shut down talk shows and whatnot.
What?
Being critical.
Where's this coming from?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, do you think I just make this stuff up?
I think you listen to people who use these platitudes and demagoguery, and then you
repeat
it.
Gary just walked in the door and is like, what the?
You couldn't have said that on Tuesday or Wednesday for the Qdoba question?
You know, I don't think you're making it up. I think you're listening and repeating what you hear. And these guys on the TV, they say this stuff. It's all
on the TV.
It's all extreme.
Sounds
oh,
like
Obama's,
my 90-year-old grandmother.
Obama's
I'm watching
gonna,
the TV
you know,
tonight.
Obama's going to shut us down if you say something wrong. You're going to put, of course, you know, come on.
Because there's all that anti-Obama rhetoric on TV nowadays.
Yeah. Well, where did you hear it?
Read stories. Hear people talking about
it.
Where's it coming from?
Who?
I think we saw an example. I think we saw an example of it on Election Day with Secretary of State Galvin,
who's a
Democrat. Yes,
but he has to worry about. There's actual flyers going around telling people to do it. That is part of his job, is to make sure that people know when to vote. That's his job.
I'm just saying that's an example of it right off the go.
That has nothing to do with Obama.
If people don't know when to vote, they shouldn't be voting.
I agree.
But that has nothing to do with Obama.
I'm just saying it's an example of censoring.
But it has nothing to do with Obama.
Well, what does it have to do with? It's the Democratic Party, Fred.
Oh, boy. So
I mean, according to you.
I mean, do I have to – if I tell you stuff that goes on in the far right, does that have to do with McCain?
No, because he's not a far right guy.
Okay.
But Obama is a far left guy.
Far left.
I think you will find that he is not.
Okay, we'll see.
First of all,
he is much closer to the left than McCain is to the right.
I can't stress.
Paul hated the show yesterday because he turned to this,
and that's why McCain lost that election because he catered to the far right.
No, McCain lost the election because of the R next to his name.
No,
he lost the election because he didn't separate himself from Bush.
Exactly. And he
catered to his name.
He catered to the far right instead of staying true to himself.
You could have had anybody on that Democratic ticket; they would have won this year, Fred.
Well, I think if he had done a good job,
the whole country's
about a year and a half ago,
that's
of separating himself from Bush, because Bush was the problem here. Bush is the one who expanded government. Bush is the one that overspent like crazy, and did all these things. And I'm not even talking about the war, because that's a whole separate issue. But he needed to separate himself distinctly from what people were upset about. What was the numbers that they came out with? This is the worst approval rating for a president since. They've started doing those polls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ever.
But
all time.
But don't want to talk football.
Since ever. We're going to be part of
since
ever.
Ever. We're going to be part of ever. Since you say Al.
If we win this game, we're part of ever.
So I think that
where is it?
McCain did himself a disservice by trying to...
somewhere in the beaches of San Diego.
You know, shake... What's the term they use for crossing the aisle?
Crossing the aisle.
Is that it? Is that the term that you... That shows you how... This is why I didn't want to talk about it.
And you just talked for the last 10 minutes.
Not right. Intelligently.
Well, Fred baited
I don't
him,
even know
why.
What I'm talking about.
I was very intelligent. I enjoyed it. I enjoy your support.
You were beating the bushes. You found a diamond in the rough.
Right, there you go.
Matt Janney.
Beat the bushes on your own.
Good time. Example from Minnesota. Beating the bushes. Finding a diamond in the rough.
All right. Webradio at Patriots.com. That's webradio at Patriots.com.
Isn't that two separate metaphors that mean the same thing?
Yes.
Is that really mixing a metaphor?
It's not mixing. It's just unnecessarily combining
them. It's redundant.
We've got a lot of emails here. I want to get to them, and we'll do that right after this.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call, and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Oh, we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you gonna love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy. And the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs. And their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99.
Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
But we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower for my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.
Please allow me to turn your microphone on before speaking.
Why isn't it on?
I'm broke, but I'm
it is now.
Because the commercial was still going.
The red light's on.
I'm short, but I'm
but he's riding the board in there like you asked him to, and he had it potted down.
Oh, good. Good stuff. All right, back here. On the phone right now is Dave in Manhattan. Dave, how you doing? Dave.
He couldn't wait any longer.
Gary just shakes his head.
Poor Dave.
Well, we were going to rush him. He waited 25 minutes, and we're going to rush him because we have something important coming up.
Well, I can't say what it is.
I didn't. It could be Andre Tippett joining the show since he doesn't do his show anymore.
He doesn't do that anymore?
That's gone the way of...
Really?
Aren't you in charge of that?
Many things.
I didn't hear what happened with In the Hall.
It's In the Hall.
We'll take it offline, Freddie.
I think they did it like twice. Once was me, Mike, and Brian, and the other time was, I think, Tippett and somebody else.
It's such good potential.
It did have potential.
All kinds of good guests on it you could have.
Lawrence Maroney had good potential 3 years ago.
Let's see.
Just saying.
Ron Borges said he put on IR with a paper cut.
Alex says, I felt good after the Indy game. I really feel that we will win the division and that Castle is legit. Having a solid backup was really useful, just ask the Cowboys. Talking about the Cowboys, is Andy related to Brad Johnson? I mean, once every so often, how often do you see a guy whose neck is one-third his weight? Brad Johnson does have a big neck, that's for sure.
I don't like that. Anyway. Speaking of Castle.
Andy just has a big head.
Yeah, I have a very large head.
Well, you have to have a big neck to support that.
Exactly.
What? Anyway, did any of you hear? All right. Did Adam? Any of you hear Adam Schefter on EEI this morning?
No. I did.
No.
I couldn't disagree with his logic more on Matt Castle.
I didn't listen to that.
He said he doesn't think there's going to be a big market for Matt Castle because.
Oh, I did hear that.
Look at the teams that would want quarterbacks. Kansas City. They're going to draft one high. Well, not if they sign Matt Castle to be their starter. You're not going to do both. Houston decided to go with Matt Schaub and then draft, what's his name, Mario Williams.
Well, you know, if you are in need, you can get Castle and then use that pick for some, you know.
That's my point.
Right.
He tried to say no one would do both. And I agree. No one would do both, but someone might sign Matt Castle. And he said, you know, what has Matt Castle done? He hasn't created this market. Well, there was a market for Matt Schaub, and Matt Castle has now done more than Matt Schaub did. Mm-hmm. Matt Schaub had preseason and a Patriots game where he threw 300 yards and maybe two others.
Particularly if he finishes the season progressing.
Well, right, but even now, I'm just saying now, there is now a sampling of NFL action.
People are looking down the road and projecting, and that's like what Peter King did on Monday. That's the thing I mentioned yesterday.
Well, I disagree with him, too.
The $7 to $8 million that he might get. I agree with Andy here. I think that logic is highly flawed. If you say that I don't think Castle's done enough to warrant, you know, a $6-8 million contract on the open market, I would probably agree with Adam Schefter. I don't think he's done enough either. I think he's done a nice job of making sure the ship hasn't sunk.
Hey, it's Christina Apple from
think
Patriots
that he's gone
today.
Out there. I don't
now
think
it's
he even
time
did
for
with
the Qdoba question of the week.
What the hell is that for?
Is it the question time?
Yes, it is.
Oh, 12:47. And the phone's ringing.
We're on the dot with Christina.
That is pretty cool.
We finally started talking about football.
No, but it worked.
Got to pay the bills, Paul. Got to pay the bills.
At 12:47, that phone rang.
And feed us.
That's pretty cool. So anyway, we have a question. Dave in Natick?
Dose gender?
Dave in Natick. Cool. Okay, so
this is our first local caller.
Yeah, Dave at Dose Dan Dos Gender will read Dave from Natick the question.
All right, Dave, we got a tough one for you this week. I hope you paid attention.
I hope so, too.
All right. This past weekend in Indianapolis, while the PFW boys, most of them at least, went to Weber Grill, Fred went to St. Elmo's. How much did the steak cost that Fred got at St. Elmo's?
$42.
Hey! Well done.
All right.
Phenomenal.
Dave,
phenomenal.
Dave from Natick, you phenomenal. Have just won a buffet for 20 people, courtesy of Qdoba. You can pick that up at any participating Qdoba in Massachusetts.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So if you stay on the line, Gary will get your info and he'll set you up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Fred.
All right. Dan and Natick. All right. That's
thanks
great.
For listening so closely.
It's like that Maddie was very in the morning good. Pays your bills.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on the line. You know, Susie will get all your information.
But that was a good pluck by him. I mean, you know.
You had to listen.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention.
I wouldn't have known it. The way I listen to things, I would never know some minute. Yeah.
So that good job, Dan from Natick. All right. So that's the Qdoba question of the day week.
Excellent.
And,
excellent.
Good stuff. So, but I was impressed. 12:47, my computer clicked over and the phone rang.
Well, he played the little thing. Christina interrupted Paul, who was mid-sentence discussing Matt Cassel.
So
we're like hard times now.
No,
like, boom.
I have no problems taking a back, you know, taking a you know backstage to Christina.
Plus, as I said, we want to be fed
back
every
what?
Week. So.
Oh, stage.
I purposely okay. caught myself. If all right. you noticed.
Good stuff, and so we'll do that every week. We ask a question about something that happened on Tuesday or Wednesday, and then the person who calls first person gets a shot at the question. And
not our first local call, by the way.
No, we had
Glenn from Newburyport.
Glenn from Newburyport,
part of Massachusetts.
Yep. So that's cool.
Even the guy in Derry, New Hampshire—that's
close enough.
That's a stone's throw.
All right.
Now, Paul, would you like to continue with your line of thought that I'm sure you remember?
Yeah, I don't know. I just my point was I agreed with Andy that. I think it's flawed logic on Schefter's part to say that teams that need a quarterback will just draft one.
Right.
Well, they might, and they also might sign one.
Right. If you've got a guy here. Now, if you were Matt Cassel and somebody said, we want you to be our starter, we're going to offer you $5 million a year, would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
first of all, if someone started a sentence with, we want you to
be
our starter.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm listening automatically.
You know, he's not going to get huge money, but you'd still do it if you're Matt
the
Cassel,
recent
right?
history of high draft pick quarterbacks has not been very good.
No. Right, so if you're
so
team with a high draft pick,
assume we'll just draft when it's okay.
You know, you can get Matt Cassel for less than first round money and right. then get a first rounder.
And you can get a guy who's played.
Yeah, you can reasonably expect him to come in and be a serviceable player. Whereas you don't know about, now you might, the upside might be huge with a draft pick.
Yep.
But
you don't know.
If it's the number one pick and the guy's a no-brainer, if he's a Peyton Manning, right, fine. But there aren't any Peyton Mannings coming out this year. There are a bunch of Alex Smiths and Jim Druckenmiller.
I mean, at this point, you sort of know that Matt Cassel, between the years, is pretty good.
Yeah.
He's handled a tough situation pretty well, right?
Yep.
He's shown a little athleticism. He's gotten better virtually every week. So you have a lot more to go on an NFL quarterback than you would even, to some degree, a Peyton Manning, even a number one overall pick.
Now, let's go on the
– Ryan Leaf, you know, is taking drugs again and is a bust.
Let's go on the negative side of this now. Those would be a lot of positives.
Talk to me, all right?
The negative sides for a team interested in possibly signing Matt Cassel, okay, well, we don't have the Patriots structure
right.
in place
right.
that obviously he had to lean on in terms of Randy Moss, Wes Welker, a lot of big names around him, good protection, blah, blah, blah. Does that over... You know, he didn't really do a lot. I mean, I think Castle's been fine. You guys know that from the way I've talked for 8 weeks now. But, you know, like Matt Schaub we brought up. I know it was just one game, but Matt Schaub did a lot more in that one game than Castle's done in any
right.
of the games.
Right.
Wouldn't
well,
you
here's
agree?
The thing. If I thought my team was 3 years away from maybe being a legitimate contender, now we have to look at the age of the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't do
it. But Cassel, to me, isn't at that point where you're worried in 3 years. Yeah. I just think there's
enough teams in the mix. I think you can say the Jets is an interesting one with Favre.
Minnesota?
Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Minnesota, Kansas City, Detroit. I mean, we're up to 6 or 7 teams already.
And we haven't even touched all of them.
I mean, if I was a Kansas City or a Detroit, I might be less inclined to be interested in Matt Cassel. But if I was a Minnesota or someone like that, I think I could be a pretty good team. I have the pieces in place. I just need some consistency at that position. He'd be on my radar.
And you certainly know, or you think you know at this point, he's not going to turn the ball over. So you give him Adrian Peterson in a defense, and you're feeling pretty good. It's the best third down quarterback in the NFL, the AFC right now, I guess.
Yes, Tampa Bay, if Gruden wants to continue to say that Garcia's not my guy.
Right.
I think it's a great team, Tampa, but I think it's a decent team.
Hey, and Dave has given us another chance. Dave in Manhattan. All right. Dave, how you doing?
Dave. I'm back, boys.
Hey, Dave.
What's up?
I think Cash will get paid, but first of all, he's got to get to the playoffs and win a playoff game before he gets anything.
As long as he's not the reason
playoffs
that they don't do those things, I think he'll get some money.
If he falls apart, he's not going
to
get that $5-6 million if he doesn't win a playoff game. I think that's the key for him. He's got to get to the playoffs, win a playoff game.
I don't think that's
how many playoff games did Matt Schaub.
Somebody's going to give him some money, but they could. The Patriots could just as easily miss the playoffs this year as they could win the Super Bowl.
I think Paul's point is, if you can say that, boy, they didn't get the playoffs, but it wasn't because of Matt Castle.
Sort of like the losses they've had that have been the defense's fault more than anything else.
I think teams will see through that and say, hey, you know, we can get a bargain here. We can get a starting quarterback and not have to give up a first-round pick or, you know, huge money.
Now, David.
On the other end of the spectrum, at the same time, you can't really use the excuse of having Randy Moss and everything on the team because he hasn't blown the ball.
Right.
So it's not like that's been an overriding factor in what he's been doing this year. The thing I wanted to call about was the running backs, man. I don't know how people are. I was listening the other day, and they had people were calling and saying Jarvis Greenhalgh was having a great game. I think Heath Evans was just he's almost like another Heath Evans that's being thrown in there.
He's been okay.
I think he's been average.
He's done a good job.
He runs where they tell him to run.
He's serviceable.
and the line's been blocking well for him.
He showed up.
Yeah.
But that's not the consensus.
And, Fred, you made a great point about that half-assed Wildcat offense that we ran before. What do you think about having, snapping the ball to Moss or even to Welker and having him?
Not Moss, because Moss isn't a threat to run. No. But
he's not a threat to run, but having the play start with him, that would create – he creates matchup problems from the very beginning. Having him behind the – then pitching it to somebody, having him just do it and pitching it, and then he can either go out or do whatever he has to do. I
don't think Moss – represents a matchup problem in the backfield.
Right, because he's no threat to run.
He's no threat to run.
He might be a threat to throw.
He seemed to be serviceable last year of throwing the ball back to Brady. Yeah. You know, it seems like.
The thing is, I think whoever has the ball in his hand has to have the option to give it to someone, run with it, or throw with it.
Right.
That's what freezes people.
Falk is the guy
to
be the trigger.
He's got to have somebody else.
But I agree with you, the guy in the back.
Among Jordan.
I agree with
you. Yeah,
Fred.
Now that you got Jordan back there, now if you put Jordan and Falk back there, now we're talking.
Or even
now
Jarvis Greenellis, so that at least there's a threat.
There needs to be somebody with them. They need to run
the true wing. They need to have a wing out there.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah.
There was no wing last time they ran it.
Wingless. Wing job.
And did you guys talk about D'Angelo Hall yesterday?
We talked about D'Angelo Hall. Yeah.
What was the opinion?
Well, we're all thinking that, hey,
we're figuring
he wants...
they're going to be interested anyway, right?
I want him. Okay. Paul hates him.
I want him too. I don't love him.
I like him. I think he's a great corner.
I think he could play here. Yeah, I think definitely he would help us. There's no doubt about it.
I would have to admit that he would help. He would help.
Do you want Delta O'Neal or D'Angelo Hall?
I want D'Angelo Hall.
Yeah.
So does everybody in this room.
Do you want Ellis Hobbs or D'Angelo Hall?
I mean, if he came in and he wanted to play, he'd be your best cornerback.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question about that. I can't. Even though I don't like the guy, I can't deny that. He's talented.
It's not saying much, but he would be the best.
He's talented.
You know, and he's got the type
of... You know how I am, Fred. I just don't like guys that I don't think
are
good
guys. Thing about Hall is, you know, you talk about, well, how can he come in and learn the system so quickly, blah, blah, blah. But he's got the type of cover skills where, at least for a while, you can put him one-on-one with a guy and kind of let him go.
Delta O'Neal started after being here
a week. Yeah.
Well, he's
not a linebacker. Well,
he's not that
he
good.
Know everything.
No, but
you know?
He didn't play any better.
Point of learning
that
the might
system.
Have been his best game.
Week.
It was his best game, I think. If you remember, he had a key pass breakup.
Yeah.
It might have been his best game. He also ran the guy down on that play. Hey, Broadway Zoe.
So, all right.
All right, guys. One more thing on your listenership. Is there a way to make it change the format so you can get a Windows format? So otherwise, I think there's a lot of people that want to listen at work. I can't listen at work. I'm playing hooky today. That's why I can listen. But
they don't allow you to have Reel?
No, it doesn't. If someone says streaming live and blocks it, whatever, I don't know. But
I need the Windows
version so I could do.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, we'll look into that.
Get the webmaster on that.
Is that another screw up by?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Ferreira sucks. Ferreira Merry sucks. Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
No, we have a long history with Real and.
Not a very good one?
Well, no. I mean, it works fine. I mean, no matter
Mike
what.
Johnson?
No matter
it works fine. Delph O'Neill's a fine corner.
No matter what platform you use, there's always going to be somebody that wants to use another platform.
I can't use all of them. How does that work?
Well, that's.
Well, then now you'd have to have, you know, depending on how many platforms you have, you'd have to have that many computers streaming this out.
Because when I go to porn sites, it asks me what I want to watch the video
right.
with.
Well, no, that's the speed. That's the speed.
No, some of them say, like, Windows Media, Real, like they list.
Right, but it's not live.
You are a creep.
Strippers can tell you about
Dan
that.
Dan Topin's on TV.
He does look like him. He's a tax master. Pat Cox.
Web radio.
That's what Eric does on the weekend.
Oh, see, now.
The little man made me laugh.
His mind is permanently in the gutter.
You're a Cox subscriber.
Web radio at patriots.com. Web radio.
D'Angelo Hall, you guys are all selling me. I got to tell you, you guys are all selling me.
Yeah.
He's good enough that he. I think you'd be foolish.
Bring the guy in for a workout at least.
Sure. In the site, you know.
I can't deny that.
You know,
he's too good.
Mind test, whatever they call it.
Take him to the CBS scene.
Yep. Sure. Bring him around. We'll take him to the hall at Patriot Place.
Yeah.
Say, if you stay here, you could be here someday.
Just know? To see the name Hall on the back of a Patriot jersey.
Yeah.
Fred Kirsch is getting nostalgic.
Yeah. It could be the hall at the hall at Patriot Place.
Wow.
Presented by Raytheon.
By the end of the year, he may have his own wing.
That's right. 508-543-7482.
Doesn't mean I have to like him, Fred. You can't make me
okay.
like him.
Okay. But
I don't like every player on my teams. We all know that.
But he's probably too much of an upgrade over what you have to not be interested in it. So yeah. you guys are selling me.
I think it's past tense
Andy
now.
Andy started
sold
it
you.
Yesterday, and you guys are selling me. So don't – I know normally I'm very set in my ways and stubborn, but you guys have swayed me.
It's a new day for Paul Perillo.
I was wrong.
By the way, just an update.
Durr. Yeah.
Everyone's gone through the buffet.
Oh, it's all gone?
There's like a couple beans, a little bit of the cheese sauce, and nothing else.
How about cookies and brownies?
How about the nachos?
Those are
there's still some tortilla chips and the proprietary queso mix.
Proprietary?
Isn't that how you say it?
What does that mean?
I think so.
Zolak?
Sounds good.
It's their like secret recipe. It's their personal, you know, belongs to them.
Proprietary?
Milky sauce?
Sorry. Alejandro.
That hair gel?
Alejandro writes in.
Oh, he just stole his bit again.
Sorry, geek.
Hello, PFW guys. Obviously, Fred Kurtz. not that I'm trying to open up a can of worms, but what's your take on the elections? Well, I think it's
not
a good day for America. Just, everyone else doesn't.
No one needs to read that either.
Fred thing sucks.
I just want to reiterate what I said yesterday. I think that any Republican right now who is not being helpful is part of the problem. I'm fully in support of Barack
Agreed.
Obama and the office and the commander-in-chief. And all those people that whined for 8 years about Bush not having the support, if they don't give the support now, all they are is hypocrites.
Yep.
That's well put, Paul.
Amen, brother.
The people that didn't give them the support who say we have to now.
What?
They're hypocrites.
Oh, they're hypocrites too, but I don't want to be part of the problem. I want to be fully in support.
Right. Country first.
I want to believe.
Country first.
Right.
Country
absolutely.
First.
I want to believe that, you know, all the different stories that Barack told over the last couple of months, one of them that works out to be true, I want to believe that. I don't know which one it is going to be, but
he doesn't
I want
yet
to believe
either.
That. No, I want to be.
We're going by ear here.
Country first.
Oil salesman.
I fully support.
Alejandro says I was looking at the schedule, and I think the Seattle game in all likelihood will be moved out of his prime time slot.
I hope so.
That's prime time slot.
I think there's a good chance for that.
Yeah, there is.
I may find a few primetime slots at the hotel later.
Can we talk about any of the stuff that we might know?
What?
Regarding any of the switching?
I don't know. What do we know?
Do you guys not know anything
about
the switching?
About games being blocked?
Yeah.
I probably can't talk.
Okay.
Probably not.
Do you know about it?
Well, if I answer that question, won't we be talking about it?
Well, do you know something about a game?
Being blocked.
Yeah.
Against a team that I like?
Not going to be moved. Yes.
Great. Cat's out of the bag.
We've done it. Doesn't look like the Pittsburgh game's going to get changed.
Yeah,
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
Wait, that's going to be a night game?
No.
No, it won't be. It
won't be
blocked.
A night
game. Oh, it is a night game?
It's
already?
One of the games protected by CBS.
Yeah, the networks get to protect games.
No, I'm aware of that concept. I just didn't know.
Because I was kind of thinking,
the game was.
I was thinking we might lose the Seattle game, but even if we did, we'd probably gain the Pittsburgh. But which is a swap I would have made because one's home and
one's
away.
One's home, one's away. Yeah.
But it doesn't.
Way away.
I think the Pittsburgh one is. is one of the games that CBS blocked. That's, I mean, we're not giving away any government secret there.
Hopefully.
Although, with the new fairness doctrine, you never know.
Obama's going to shut us down in 5 minutes.
Does fairness doctrine cover web radio programs?
I don't know.
Because we're porked.
We're porked anyway, just so you know.
I thought you were supporting the presidency in the office.
I'm supporting. I'm not going to be part of the problem. I'm supporting.
Now, who's this
I
guy?
I hope that he does everything he says he can.
Fred, who's this guy? Rahm Emanuel.
That's the chief of staff, correct?
Yeah, but who is he?
He was in the Senate or House, I guess. But he made a fortune on Wall Street, then went into politics.
He's an Illinois guy, right?
Yeah.
So he's one of those shady people that have ruined the country for the last year and a half.
Oh, okay.
Let's give him a promotion.
Let's see. Reed from the Cape says, hello, men of PFW and Eric. Now that D'Angelo Hall gets a laugh every time.
And it's never Eric here. Like, he's never here to hear it.
Now that D'Angelo Hall is the latest victim of Al Davis's post-menstrual cycle outlash, do you see the Pats make an offer?
Anymore.
We talked about that. I know he's not having a good year, but it's hard to have a good year in Oakland, and our secondary sucks. Besides, he should be willing to sign for a small amount of cash because he made $8 million for 8 games.
In theory.
It's a matter of the competition. If there are really 5 teams that are interested in him, I would imagine they're all going to offer him something.
Yeah.
And now the price tag goes up.
Yeah, now he's not so desperate.
But
you know?
He also needs to weigh – like, if the Giants are interested, I think they're the most logical because I think they have the best chance to go to a Super Bowl right now, other than Tennessee. But I don't think Tennessee is going to sign him.
But beyond that, isn't any team the same?
Beyond the Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So, to me, it's the most money.
But again, I think that the old Patriots play into it with Bill Belichick and the history. And he, just on paper, he goes, I know the Dolphins are really right there with them, but they're the Patriots. In the end, they'll be on top in the East.
But do you think that that weighs into D'Angelo Hall's head?
Yeah.
I don't.
I do.
I think the Patriots should sign Jason Verrett because he can help Josh McDaniels because he calls a good game.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a very good point.
Captain Intangible.
That's about the only thing I talked about yesterday on the show. By the way, I said I got a question for you. If he's so good, how come all the relievers stink?
Right.
If he's so good at calling a game,
most overrated player.
He
in
does
Boston
all his work
sports.
With the starter.
I said, let's face it. Josh Easily. Beckett's good. Curt Schilling's good. Jonathan Papelbon's good. Who couldn't catch those guys?
Right. And it's really the pitcher that calls
you,
his own game when you're at that level, right?
I'm with you.
It's funny. Manny Del Carmen couldn't get anybody out for 3 years.
Verrett takes those days off. Yeah.
It's because he can't locate.
All right. It's because he has no nuggets.
Anthony from Naples is on the phone. Anthony.
Hey, what's going on? Is this Red Sox in progress?
How you doing, Anthony in Naples?
Just a quick aside I had to make.
Okay. Because actually I had that discussion about a half hour ago with one of my customers, how Verrett is overrated.
He is.
The most overrated athlete in Boston
really
in this
is.
Generation.
How could you even call him an athlete, Mike? He barely runs.
Yeah. Well, compared to Ortiz, he's friggin' Carl Lewis.
I don't like the way he taps his cleats after every swing.
I know. You know what? They need to get rid of him. Maybe they make him an offer and he doesn't come back, hopefully. Apparently the Dodgers and the Tigers are interested in him.
Hey, let the Tigers have him. I hope the Red Sox re-sign him for 4 years, from my standpoint.
Of
Bring
course,
him back
being a
and
New
get
York
Khalil
fan.
Green too with his 260 OBP.
Well, I take Khalil Green.
He makes Julio Lugo look like Rod Carew.
No, actually, he doesn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, he does. He doesn't get on base.
Julio Lugo stinks.
So does Khalil Green.
Yes, but he's less stinky.
And he'll be good here.
Choosing between urine and feces.
I'm sure Anthony, you didn't
call
to talk
every
about
time.
Baseball. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind? What's the word on Dante Hall?
I don't know, but D'Angelo
Hall. He's going on IR with St. Louis. D'Angelo Hall. Is,
oh, Dante. Yeah, that's right. D'Angelo Hall.
We haven't
My
heard
bad.
Anything yet. I think today, Andy, say the waiver
waivers
day.
Today.
Supposedly today. We'll find out probably more by 4 o'clock.
He'll clear waivers today, and then it'll be open bidding.
Yeah, I don't think the Pats have a chance against the Cowboys. I think Jerry Jones will open up that wallet again and pay for him.
Well, he might.
That's a good point. He might.
You some
know,
people.
Patriots won't get in a bidding war.
Some people have
that.
Speculated that the Cowboys would be a team that might consider claiming him and taking on the risk of the big money deal.
Yeah, which
Rather
is true.
Than risk having
now,
the
risk is
the
if he stays healthy, you might owe him guaranteed 16.
No, if he gets hurt.
I mean, yeah, it's injury guarantees.
I haven't watched enough Raiders games, so I don't know if it's necessarily his
Neither
fault
Raiders
or
fans.
The rest of the defense's fault of how bad he looked. What do you guys think?
Well, first of all, he's playing across from, I think, a corner who's established himself as better. So he's going to be the target. He clearly hasn't played well, though. I don't care. You can make numbers. Right. And he's a guy that has emotional issues. So my guess is he's been sulking at times.
Yeah. I did watch that Denver game where Royal beat him like a drum. I was watching that whole game, and he just could not keep up with Royal.
I think
Royal.
That's what's sticking in my mind, too, Anthony, is that night, because that was one of the few times you get to see Oakland play, and he was getting killed.
Yeah, the last thing you see is always going to stick
in your mind. He had those penalties, too, in that
yeah.
Those
yeah, he mentally blew up in that game,
penalties.
Too.
I think that's probably why I keep sticking with it.
He's weak mentally, there's no question.
And that was the first game, so that was before he quit.
But he's weak mentally in general, just... In that game, he got caught up emotionally, and it hurt him.
Yeah,
so
it's not the first time.
Yeah, and this is just my opinion. I almost feel like the shot's not good at getting him. It would be one thing if the Cowboys weren't in the market and didn't have the money to get him, but they do. And you know what? With Tony Romo coming back, you know, again, they'll be that favorite to at least make the playoffs and make a big push. I just think it goes to that side, as in, like, for him to try to build up that career again, to try to get a bigger contract on that side versus coming back with the Patriots and having to deal with a backup quarterback. Not that I'm bashing Castle, but I'm just saying if you're weighing the two options and getting a better contract next year, you might look better with the Cowboys.
Well, I think even if Romo comes back, I still think the Patriots have a better chance of making the playoffs than the Cowboys do.
You really think
play,
so?
Oh, they play in a far weaker division.
Yeah, that's
NFC
true.
NFC is the best
I
division
agree.
In football. Cowboys could be the fourth best team right now.
Yeah.
In fact,
no, I agree
right now.
With that. It's just a matter of like how the media plays it. You know how they overhype the Cowboys.
Oh, I agree with that, but I think Hall is smart enough to look at the bigger picture
well,
and see where they are.
I think this
are.
Is pretty
so
simple.
Sure
I think
that.
Whoever offers him the most money, he's going.
Well, I think that's why it's up to him. It's a career. It's a career
it's a
crossroads
between like a Kansas
well,
City
the Bengals.
And,
yeah.
No,
mean,
but is he looking for glamour and dollars, or is he looking to revitalize his career? Truly, say I'm going to go to a place where I can be a solid member of a solid team, and then down the road maybe I'll get paid whatever, but get my career back on track. Because this is a guy that was a Pro Bowl. Who's now thought of as a joke, corner right now.
I just look at it that I think he feels like he can do that revitalization in about 20 different places. I mean, why is it?
No, but it's two different things. If you want
to
go screw around with Roy Williams and Terrell Owens and be part of the stars in Dallas,
but I think he
or do you want to go fit in with a system at the Patriots?
But I think he can revitalize his career on the biggest stage.
Yeah, I agree. I think it can work both ways because
I agree.
You
but
he plays
well.
You get those big dollars
if he plays well in Dallas, everyone's watching. And that's
well, everybody's watching everywhere. But I think if you're being a glamour boy, you go to Dallas. Because that's where Jerry Jones is going to woo you, and you get to hang out with T.O. and get your popcorn ready, and
that's
that is a star-centric place. Because that's why he's in Oakland.
The
I mean, they were a team that's interested, but that's what you do. When you're a whiny, cryberry star, you say, the Raiders will take me.
Well, I thought that was interesting, too, with Adam Schefter said, and I heard on ESPN Radio, Golic and Schlereth was saying the same thing, is how far Oakland has just dropped. They had to, you know, all those contracts that are getting criticized for, $770 for Hall and Jabril Wilson, Tommy Kelly, Javon Walker. That's what if you're Oakland, that's what you have to do to get players.
Right,
you have to overpay.
Hey, speaking of Javon Walker, I heard on the radio was he contemplating retirement.
Yeah,
before the season he was, and Al Davis supposedly talked to him.
Al Davis talked because he said, "I'll hand you back your $11 million signing bonus," I think it was, and go away. I might want to retire. It was after.
After the Vegas
the incident,
thing?
Yeah. He was all messed up in the head, and Al Davis talked him into coming back, and now they might cut him.
No kidding. Do you think he'll just end up just going away at that point? Nobody will touch him?
I think he'll go away this year, and then at some point he'll probably resurface when he goes, what am I doing?
If we're looking at him in terms for the Patriots, he can't play anymore.
No.
No, he
but
can't.
He'll be back in a year or two because all those guys come
his
back.
His thing is different than D'Angelo. His is injury related.
Right.
He can't play.
But he'll come back. He'll be a David Boston. He'll pop up
in game. They say he's not the same ever since that shooting in Denver.
Right.
They
say
that was the point.
Right.
Messed with his head, yep.
But he can't run, though, either.
That'll usually do it.
Yeah, that'll do it, too.
Well, he was the target.
Yeah. Well, hey, one other question, because I could have swore before this season started, I've been noticing this. Didn't they make a rule where you couldn't have hair covering your name?
No, they tabled it.
Oh, they did? I thought that went through, because I keep seeing, you know, Green Ellis with hair over his name and a couple of others out there.
Yeah, it was at the competition committee owners meetings, whatever, and they tabled it. They didn't. It got a lot of attention, but they didn't vote on it.
That guy from the
Cincinnati
Bengals could trip over his hair.
That
is ridiculous.
Pico?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like it should just be a team sort of discretion, I think. I think
all right, guys,
because the Yankees have
a
rule.
I'll let
thanks,
you go.
Anthony. I think that's the way it should be done. You should look professional. You are
all right. It should be like the Yankees.
Anthony in Naples, thanks for calling.
Did you ever hear that line from Lou Piniella arguing with George Steinbrenner about that?
Yeah.
When Piniella was a player. Fred, did you ever hear that?
No.
I told that story on here before.
You're supposed to just say yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I told the story on the
air. But I'd like to hear it.
Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
But I really want to hear it.
I'll tell you later.
I want to hear the line.
Okay. Lou Piniella shows up to camp one year. Hair is all over the place, unkempt, and Steinbrenner calls him into the trailer at the facility and says, listen, you got to cut your hair, blah, blah, blah. So Piniella says, if Jesus Christ came down today and said he wanted to play, you tell him to cut his hair? So Steinbrenner takes him out back and points to a swimming pool and says, if you can walk across that, you can keep your hair.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah, I know you did.
Because he's just saying it on this show. Eric's here.
Hey, Eric.
What up, pup?
Todd, Nova Scotia, correct me if this is completely out in left field, but is there any chance that Moss's foot injury could be a little more serious than the team is letting on? I didn't think he looked like himself on the few chances he had in the indie game. A guy at Randy's stage of his career, nice way of saying old, a small reduction in speed can really change his game. Could this explain the lack of deep passing plays Josh called?
Sure.
And now Moss is missing practice this week.
Well, he missed some last week, too.
He missed portions of practice.
Well, if everything you say is true, then it could. But no,
I think it's plausible.
That's very plausible. Because they haven't sent him deep.
No.
Hardly at all lately, and he's been
missing
a
foot
injury.
We all assume it's because they don't trust the quarterback to make the throw. But it could be something else.
Todd says, P.S., Paul, on EEI yesterday, for the first hour, I wasn't sure you were on the show, but then I heard you breathing in the background. Do some cardio. Then in hour two, you started to talk, but your voice had a strange echo. Then I realized it was because you were so far up the Big O's arse. Man, get off your knees and disagree with him once in a while. Those are the best shows.
Oh, man.
Get off your knees.
Nothing to disagree. I will say that Paul is one of the only co-hosts that ever disagree.
But I had nothing to disagree with him about yesterday because I didn't know anything about what
he
was talking.
That's why he went 7 months between appearances.
Talking politics. I'm defending our nation. Not enough. This isn't going to work out.
And by the way, Fred wants him to go into Jason Wolf's office and say, listen, when I come on this show, I expect certain things.
I'm now dictating programming.
Moss was at practice today, by the way.
What was that theory?
Okay.
Well, he might be limited.
I'm just kidding. I'm being facetious. Go ahead.
Eric's giving his practice report.
They were inside today, Fred, because it's a little drizzly out there.
Oh.
They were in uppers. And the same.
They're taking uppers?
They were in uppers.
In uppers?
Uppers, yes.
Did they have shoulder pads on or not?
Shoulder pads and helmets.
Well,
that's what uppers are called.
Just say
shoulder
pads.
People know what it means.
No, I don't know what uppers means. I've never heard that before.
I've been here
only
nine
people
seasons.
That
I haven't heard one person ever
that
say
that. Because
I've heard
that's
shells,
what it said on the little practice
shells
schedule.
Shells and shorts.
I've heard shells for just shoulder pads and then the spiders
little, right.
For the little ones. I've never heard uppers.
I've never heard uppers.
In 9 years that I've been here.
It's the real football term.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Well, I don't know how Eric heard about it.
I never played real football, so I don't know.
I never played division.
Kickers even wore pads to practice.
We do.
Eric's disgusting.
We do.
He's just disgusting.
How's that run for Senate going?
Same.
Now, this is a big development, which I want to get
to.
Can
I finish the report?
For Christ's sake,
can
I finish?
No one cares about the report. We want to know about your
don't worry about it.
Your buddy campaign.
Same three as yesterday, plus Lamont Jordan in a little bit of a disappointing downturn.
Oh.
He's not there. Actually, coming over here.
Interesting.
I saw him walking into the facility. So
told you,
either he's
going to
be part of practice later or not at all.
Okay.
So we'll
I'm holding
we'll
out hope for him.
We'll find out later on.
I'm holding out hope for him.
And he never ran again.
Other than that.
Maybe okay. No one woke him up for.
So they went inside.
I'm afraid he
went
might
inside,
have had a setback.
Probably because of the weather.
Wearing uppers.
Uppers.
They're taking uppers. For
that's like something your mother would say when you leave that. Don't forget your uppers.
I've done this
that's
report
rubbers,
for over
actually.
A year now, and I've used the term uppers plenty of times. And
I,
the first time
I,
you questioned
well, maybe
it.
I
just
not
maybe
listening
I just drink
as usual.
To get drunk.
But really, what's important is I
maybe
hear that you
listening.
Might be making a run for
maybe
political office.
I've always wanted to run for office.
Well, Fred, he
was
inspired.
Like 8 years old.
A guy who's done nothing in this world just won the presidency. So Eric goes, I can do that. I've done nothing.
Do
just
keep
it
him?
Up.
Why
just
gotta,
keep it up.
Why do you got to keep baiting him?
You're just an ass. Is all you are.
See, Fred, that's what I'm not going to do. I'm going to be supporting.
I'm supporting.
Oh, we're still supported. We can crack jokes and tell
right.
the truth, though.
I make fun of McCain, too.
Two-thirds. Yeah. He's old and doesn't raise his arms all the way.
No, I've always wanted to run for office, Fred.
That jowl
but,
on the
but
left.
Now you're going to actually do it?
Well, I've wanted to do it for a long time.
Well, what are you going
to
run
now
for?
Are you actually going to
you've
do
you've wanted
it?
To be an artist for a long time,
look,
too, and you're not.
He's already a politician. He's avoiding my question.
I'm not avoiding your question.
I have no formal.
If this prompter stopped working again,
training.
What are you going to run for? What are you like?
I don't know.
In your head,
I don't know.
Well, you start small. You know, you can't go right into the Senate,
district council.
People can go right into the presidency, as we found out.
He did
so
a little bit more than working
do.
For PFW.
Now, do
okay?
you know some terrorists that'll give you a hand if you need?
No,
I might want to meet a couple of those.
There was a seat in North Providence.
What was the name of the term that he was? Organizer,
community
organizer.
Community organizer. So you got to start small.
He missed his shot in North Providence. We had a seat
school committee.
No, not school committee. What
alderman,
town council.
Council.
See, now that there you could go there.
It was actually also on.
That's right. Yeah.
What town do you live in?
North Providence.
You live in that's
a
town.
Balderman. Balderman Scalavino.
That's actual part of
the town. They have a mayor.
Yeah, we have electricity.
North Providence has its own mayor.
Its own mayor. Its own town council. Its own school committee.
Okay.
Yep. All that.
We have running water and plumbing.
I want to change
iPhones.
Because if people Google Eric Scalavino and come across this show, your chances of election get a little bit
worse.
Yeah,
but worse. In Rhode Island, and particularly in North Providence, the Italian population is
bigger
per capita.
Keep Scalavino, but what's your middle name? Go with like E something.
Oh, Scala is good. Just shorten it to Scala.
I don't have to shorten anything. I'm proud of who I am.
But what if they find what if they find your website?
In spite of this show, I'm proud of who I am.
Artistic training.
So when are you going to start this bid?
I don't know, Fred. When the timing feels right, when the opportunity feels right, then I'll throw it in.
When
there.
The hell's that going to be?
This isn't going to be like in the middle of July some year.
I don't know.
If you don't feel inspired now, when would you?
I've been inspired since I was 8 years old.
But you
Fred.
Haven't done anything about it.
But because the timing
now.
Hasn't
what are you
been
waiting
right.
For?
What are you waiting for? Manna from heaven?
Perhaps.
You like that?
I
like
that. Term again. Like,
yeah. That I've only heard on this show.
He says it's so mad.
Kind of
like
that? Hubris.
Yes. No, but seriously.
And specious.
Ersatz hubris.
Oh,
you got to do it now because if you get too old, you know, if you time it right, by in 20 years, you'll be ready for Washington.
Or tomorrow.
Well, you're not.
I could be ready for Washington sooner than 20 years, especially given what's been happening of late.
I kind of agree with him.
Well, Al Franken,
Michael, before 2 days ago, I would have said he won't be ready, but it's in a whole new world we're living in.
I think you should talk to Bill. I think Bill would.
Bill Belichick?
Yeah. I think you
about running for office?
Yeah. He could be your running mate.
Can I watch this conversation?
Everybody needs a machine when you're running. If you were to run today, what's everyone looking at?
Nothing. Gary's putting signs up.
If you were to run today.
To Andy, so you don't all have to look.
Would you have backers?
What's that?
Do you have backers?
I look for that Red Queen.
Financial backers?
Yeah. Would you have backers?
I haven't asked for any, so I don't know.
Would you have backers? Do you know anyone that you would go to?
I know
to
people who have money.
And you think they would back you?
I don't know. Would
maybe
you?
Maybe.
Yeah. This is like doing the
you're a guy that has money.
Kirk.
You have money.
Now's the time because Fred actually still has some of his money. So if you want to go after
are you,
him,
are you extending an offer?
No.
Will you write him a check for $1,000?
I have no interest in North Providence politics.
But you start low and he builds up and then you have a senator in your pocket.
I never said I was going to run for North Providence politics either.
He's going straight to the national level.
Oh, no. There are state offices that are available.
State Senate?
In Providence.
Possibly.
In Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island.
State rep.
The state is Rhode Island. State rep. Capital is Providence.
How many state reps do you have?
113 in the General Assembly. That's split up into House and Senate. State House and State Senate.
You could do that. You could do a state senator, state rep.
But you need some money for that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big campaign.
Any campaign you need
it's a
money
small
for.
State,
well,
now,
if you're running for town selection,
when we come to it.
Well, the thing is, spaghetti dinner
in Rhode Island,
he could go around and put a sign on everybody's lawn.
Your campaign signs would be really good because you could draw them. And they would be really nice. They would really stick out.
Take him 17 years to do three.
You're better off getting more to make them for you.
The problem is, Fred, in Rhode Island, the state legislature is part-time. So you only end up
well, you're that way here. So now you put them together, you got a full-time gig.
That, you know what? You might be onto something because it starts in January. The session starts in January and ends in June.
Okay. Perfect.
Wow.
So,
and we get rid of you for the off-season.
Can we get James to do a donate to Eric's campaign page on the website?
And Maura really does have experience doing political signs.
She does?
Yeah.
She has formal artistic
She has formal.
Training.
I got to be careful how I say
artistic
it.
Artistic graphics.
It was K-O-C-H she had for mayor.
Koch.
Coke?
I think he said Coke. Of course, you know what I said. But
I know what you said.
The well,
thing you're obsessed
this
with.
Is a big development.
What you like.
Let us know the progress with this.
I
hear that it's a good way to pick up chicks.
You hear that?
Which is the most important thing.
Fred, I have a question in all seriousness.
Starting in January, we're going to lay more pipes.
Yeah, she can run with you.
Would you be interested in helping out any potential campaign?
No.
Why?
Eric's a maverick.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. In what way?
I don't know. Whatever way you'd want to help.
I don't have any money.
donating your time.
Not anymore.
He
doesn't have time.
Well,
either.
I'd have to sit down with you and make sure that
we talk politics all the time. You know that we're basically.
I
on
could
the
just
same
see
page.
Someday Eric is actually running for. You started your career in the living room of Fred Kirsch.
and then roll tape of this show.
That would do you
some.
In.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to say it.
That would be it. So maybe you need to think about that.
Down
in
scandal.
Yeah.
Before it even
But you
starts.
Know, despite what you happen to, what you normally say on this show, your political thoughts are normally cogent. So I like to
not only that, but they're well thought.
Very, very nice.
And the platitudes of what was that you said earlier? Yeah. Demagoguery.
Demagoguery. Yeah.
Platitudes and demagoguery.
Oh, sorry.
So no, I would take your advice seriously.
Okay. Well,
but he knows nothing about Rhode Island. He hates Rhode Island.
It's
I was
politics.
Born in Rhode Island.
You've been everywhere. You root for everyone. We know that.
Your advice would be accepted.
Well, you lived in the men's club.
I'll write my book. I'll hit it big.
Could I be your
I'll
chief strategist?
Are you going to start writing?
Maybe this offseason.
After
the tournament for Northeastern down in Richmond.
Why don't you get Buddy Cianci on your side? He gets stuff done.
He does.
Could I be your chief strategist? Then I could go on TV with like one of those little mustaches and you know axe
little mustache
glasses.
All these
oh, like
campaign
Axelrod?
Guys, they all look really like carnival barkers. You know?
I'm sure Andy got a. You must have gotten a giggle every time you heard of Obama's chief strategist, David Axelrod.
I've never heard of him.
All right, on the
but I would have.
On the phone right now is P.T. Barn. Oh, no, it's John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
I hear Eric talking about running for office.
Yes.
I've been talking about
that's
it
excellent.
For a long
that's
time.
That's a solid combination of unlikable and ignorant.
Sounds like a politician to me.
So you're saying I can't rely on your vote, John? Is that what you're telling me?
You can absolutely rely on my vote going to the other guy.
Oh.
That was good.
Oh, you know, see now.
Well played.
But you know what? If I ever get a dog, I'll have you trace him.
Wow. Wow. John just coming with the fastball.
Damn. All right, John. Thanks for the call. Wow. Good to hear from you again.
No. Eric, I think anybody trying to get involved in any kind of civic duty is great.
I agree.
Thank
really
you.
Good. I agree.
And I didn't want to. I don't even want to call and talk about politics because you guys have been kind of driving me crazy. But I hope that everyone. I hope that everyone gives him a chance because I think he can be a really good president.
I don't have a choice.
I want to give. I'm going to give him every opportunity to do that.
Excellent. I hope you also know, Eric, that unless you're for a flat tax, you aren't a socialist, or you're all socialists. So McCain's a socialist too. So congratulations.
All right. Sure.
All right. So anyway. I haven't been listening this week, but what do you guys think of Jason Webster being back?
Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah, exactly.
Cares,
he's a warm
right?
body. He's a
very
warm body.
Very ho-hum right
yeah.
now.
What does that tell us about Ty Law? I mean, I know we're not getting him. I'm just saying, what does that tell you about what this organization thinks of Ty Law?
Well,
he
money
wants
or commission.
He wants too much money.
Too much money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much money.
Yeah.
And at this point in the season.
Because, yeah. I mean, I know for a fact... Well, I shouldn't say for a fact, but people have told me that the Patriots contacted Ty Law. So I know that there was interest. So the fact that they didn't bring him in tells me he wanted too much money.
Well, I give Ty Law this kind of credit. That's sticking up for your principles, however stupid and greedy and all about the money you might be. I mean, he really believes
he didn't
I'm
need
worth
to
this amount, and
sure.
If you don't pay me, then I'm not coming. And,
right.
You know, there's something to respect in that.
Sure.
It's fine.
John, I'm surprised.
He has a price. It's like an artist. You don't cheapen yourself by underselling
no,
your product.
Not.
The difference is
smart
Ty Law
man,
played
Fred.
For 12 years.
Right.
Eric's still looking to sell one.
Ty Law had set the price high by his performance.
All right. John,
Eric, you know, in terms of the kind of art that you do, can I call myself an artist if I use silly putty on the comics?
Oh, I like doing that.
That's I can tell you where you put
Fred
your silly
like
putty,
one,
my
huh?
friend.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. All right, guys, have a great day. Thanks a lot.
All right. John in L.A. just really getting under Eric's skin today. He really came after you.
He does. He gets under my skin.
There are a few guys that really push your buttons.
No, John's all right. I know. John's
it's
emailed me before.
Like guys to push other.
Let's see. Paul
Not
writes
necessary.
In. He says, since everyone, including me, was talking about the draft on the show yesterday,
the
I went back and looked at the combine to see how the Patriots did. The first thing that showed up was how did Gary Guyton not get drafted? He was near the top of basically every skill he worked on. 40-yard dash, vertical jump, broad jump, three-cone drill, and 60-yard shuttle. His 40 was as quick as Felix Jones and quicker than Jonathan Stewart. Second question, if we went back to draft day right now, Who would you want the Patriots to have taken at 7 if they were available? Vernon Golston or Gerard Mayo?
Mayo.
I think we were all in love with Golston at
based
the time.
Based on what we've seen in the but, pros, Mayo. Right. But I
at the time, we were,
I would still take Golston.
Yeah.
Third question, who has a better chance of being in the 53 roster next year, Lawrence Maroney or Eric Scalavino?
Lawrence Maroney.
But by this much.
Missed it by that much.
Okay.
Paul, what was the thing you said today that I wanted to make fun of you for on the radio?
The mixed metaphor?
No, I did that already.
What did you miss?
That ship has sailed.
Paul was beating the bushes for diamonds in the rough.
Oh, really? Beating the bushes for diamonds in the rough.
Well, two in hand is worth one in.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. You can lead a horse to water, but, you know.
He won't give you a diamond.
You know. Right.
One in hand is worth two in the
I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club.
What did you get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a bull's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it.
Sawyer from Waterloo.
Play him one day at a time.
Sawyer from Waterloo. I know you guys said Indy's new stadium was great, but that was from the pampered press's opinion. My wife and I thought they took a step back. When you first get in and try to go up the seats, there is one escalator that is only two people wide on each end of the field.
One call.
We had to have someone show us where to find the walking ramp to go up, and the ramp is a mess. It took us a half hour to get to our seat that were directly under the suspended press box.
Aren't they all two people wide anyway?
Farther up behind us, the seats are...
Some are one people wide.
Yeah.
Farther up behind us, the seats are actually behind the press box. They had to install TVs on the backside of the press box so the people could see what's happening.
Are you sure you went to a bar?
They have nicknamed those seats the cave, and it gets so hot up there they have to run the air all the time. And parking is horrible, and so is the ease of getting out to the interstate. They also lost one of their biggest advantages, the noise. The guy we usually sit next to said it is nowhere near as loud, even with the roof closed.
Right.
Yeah, that part,
that's true.
So it may be good for the eyes, but it's not good for the fans, and the Indy fans agree they have got a lot of work to do before they get their Super Bowl.
Well, I would strongly disagree with a lot of that email. I think they had great sight lines. I thought we were at the top.
Well, I don't know. We weren't where he was. If they've given a certain area a nickname, they must be
true.
But
if you have an escalator.
One guy says it must be true.
They're complaining about the fact they only have one escalator.
Right.
One escalator is very rare in the NFL.
Yeah.
For the fans.
Right.
None here.
Right. There's one in Cincinnati. That's
right.
The
one elevator. Most places don't have any.
Right.
So I think that's to complain about only having one escalator is.
I was actually
welcome to the rest of the NFL.
Surprised that stadium's capacity was smaller than Gillette's.
Yeah,
they only had about 66,500.
The noise thing, I totally agree with Sawyer. They lost a lot of that noise because Andy pointed out too the just acoustics with
when you have those domes, it echoes.
And
right.
It's so much bigger, and it has all those rafters and everything. It
just gets lost.
And the noise.
We had the glassed-in press
for pumping in the crowd noise.
Press box this year.
Yeah, it was a lot like Gillette.
But even through the glass, we could tell it wasn't as loud.
Right.
Yeah.
So I
wholeheartedly agree with. Now, traffic, all that stuff.
Hey,
that's
when you get 66,000 people coming out at the same time.
Everywhere.
Traffic
stinks.
Come
everywhere.
Here and see what traffic is.
And especially when you have one that's actually in the city, the way Indianapolis is, the traffic stinks.
John, it's out. Picks.
Ping pong.
felt like I should say.
It's too bad. We have a lot of emails.
Ping pong.
No, we don't have time.
We never have a problem getting these games.
That's
done.
Because I do it and I time it so that it's just right. So
that's what Mike does too.
What?
Different
topic.
Spray and pray.
Yep.
All right. So what we're going to do quickly is take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll be all set up to do the picks.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call, and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Oh, we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation. Party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy. And the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs, and their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie, both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
And now, a blog reading from Dan Twogender. Twogender.
October 7th, 2008. Important safety tip. At the risk of duplicating the drivel that bogs down the relevant football items in Peter King's Monday Morning Quarterback column, I give you some PFW aggravating, or more appropriately, frightening, travel moments of the trip. Let's just put it this way. Enter a car driven by Michael Parenti at your own risk. As we were buzzing past car after car, all I could think about was my wife and kids and if I would ever see them again. Really? I'm getting too old for this macho high school bull ampersand asterisk carrot percentage exclamation point. Eric, Mr. Responsibility himself, is sitting next to me in the backseat shaking his head at every move Mike makes. Eric must have thought it was a Wednesday PFW in progress show because he never uttered a word. What a PU ampersand asterisk carrot exclamation point.
For other blogs on your favorite team, log on to Patriots.com. They're on there somewhere.
All right, that music only means one thing. It's time to go around the NFL and do our picks. And Paul, how did we do last week?
Andy won last week with an 11-3 record.
Wow.
Followed by
surprise events. Obama and Andy win in the same week.
Followed by Eric and Paul at 9-5, Fred at 8-6, Mike at 7-7. With the spread,
Andy,
Fred and Andy, 9-5. Mike at 8-6, Eric and Paul at 7-7. So, season standings to date.
Andy's coming on.
Fred, 88-42.
So, that's the question.
Andy and Eric, 81-49, Paul 78-52, Mike 74-56. With the spread, Fred maintains his huge lead, 77-48-5. I am next at 68-57-5. Then we have Eric at 63-62-5, Mike at 62-63-5,
and Andy.
57-68-5.
I'm knocking on the door, though.
Okay.
You got to get over 500.
I'm one away from 500.
It. I'll be over 500 when this year ends.
I'm guessing you will not be over 500.
Well, I'm guessing you're fat.
That's the kind.
You guessed
correctly. Now, that's the kind of intelligent humor that you
I learned
to
it from watching
here.
Pete Shepard.
That was like Oscar Madison to Howard Cosell on the
All right, we got to kind of move it here because
we're never going to make it.
So give him a game.
Denver at Cleveland.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Tonight.
Browns by 3.
Denver at Cleveland. I will take the Denver Broncos to win outright and have a bounce-back offensive performance from their pansy receiver, Brandon Marshall, down the field. A lot of big plays.
I don't like the way the Broncos are playing. Cutler is falling apart at the seams. Cleveland's at home. We saw what they did to the Giants when they were at home in a primetime game, so I'll go with them again.
Sorry, I was just distracted there because CNN had a report on there that Sarah Palin appeared with nothing but a towel.
You should have seen the report on Fox News.
Nothing but a towel in front of her senior advisor.
She was actually in a terry cloth bag.
Guys, we've got 24 minutes to get the picks in. Shut up.
Calm down over there, Royd Boy. I'm taking Cleveland both ways.
Fake Royd Boy.
We're going to lay more pipe.
Yeah, I like Cleveland, too. I think they get a big bump tonight at home with Brady Quinn. I think it's the perfect defense to go against since he won't actually be playing against players. Should be able to feel like a 7-on-7 drill at training camp.
I'm going with Cleveland, too, but I think it's their defense that wins this game. Quinn has a so-so game. New Orleans at Atlanta.
I like that. New Orleans at Atlanta, Falcons by 1.
New Orleans, better football team.
Falcons, better football team.
Falcons may be a better football team, but I think that New Orleans is going to win this game for some reason. Matty Ice coming down a little bit.
Yeah, I like New Orleans.
Offensive player of the week.
Yeah.
Who?
Joe Flacco and Matt Ryan were the offensive players of the week in their respective conferences, the rookie
offensive
starters.
Offensive rookie of the year, Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with Atlanta in
Flacco.
This game.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, Flacco.
Matt Forte.
I thought he slowed down, though.
Well, his average per carry is not great, but he's been very productive.
No one cares about those guys.
Anyway, who'd you take, Fred?
Atlanta. Tennessee at Chicago. Tennessee at Chicago.
Tennessee by 3.
Holy crap, is Rex Grossman playing against the Tennessee Titans defense?
That would be accurate.
Holy crap, I couldn't take Tennessee more times than I would be allowed to, and that's only once.
Yeah, this is going to be a pick fest. Tennessee both ways.
He's going to get killed.
He is going to get killed.
The guy pees himself against the worst defense in the league.
Right.
Never mind.
Tennessee
best.
By 3.
Pees hardened himself.
Yeah, they're going to win by at least 7-10.
Are we getting a Sonic here?
So, no. Tennessee. But
yeah, I agree with these guys. I just can't take Rex Grossman against that defense. I'll take Tennessee.
Sexy Rexy.
This game is going to be closer than people think, but I do think that Tennessee covers. But they only win by 4. Jacksonville at Detroit.
He's starting to feel a little too good about himself.
They win the game, but it's defense. Brady Quinn has a so-so game. Next up is he sounds like he's one of these guys on a national radio show.
Jacksonville at Detroit.
It's an international show.
Jacksonville
probably.
By 6.5.
I'll take Jacksonville to win and cover because they should be the better football team and because, more importantly, Jack Del Rio doesn't allow him to play music in the locker room anymore, and they'll really be focused now.
Can they get the internet in the International Space Station?
Yes.
We should tell them about our show. That would be cool. Because then we can say we're heard in every country and in orbit.
Wait a minute. We don't have every country yet.
Yes, we do. Continent.
Continent. Oh, we have the whole continent.
Every continent.
So we cut it down from hundreds
to county.
Right.
Every continent. And an
unbelievable.
Orbit.
Give me Jacksonville outright, but give me the Lions with the points. I don't think the Jaguars are that good. And it's at Detroit, am I correct?
It's at Detroit.
Yeah, okay, so give me the points with the Lions.
And that's, Dante Culpepper era could begin.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I'm going to go with, not because of Culpepper, but because they're at home. I'm going to go with Detroit in the upset to get their first win of the season. Come on, Detroit. Enough.
What are you doing, a little Berman there?
Come on, Detroit.
I actually thought about joining Eric on that one, but I'm going to just go with the safe pick. I think Jacksonville can't possibly be as bad as they've looked over the first half of the season. I think there's too much talent there. They have to turn
around
at some
point.
You're
right, they could be worse.
Yeah, I agree with Paul. I'm going to go that way. But that's with the. I'm taking the points, though.
Oh, well, yes. You didn't say that.
I'm taking the points. Detroit
covers. Fred's taking the points.
You made me cross out.
I thought that's what you were doing.
No, I took Jacksonville.
But you said
I'll take a Jacksonville win.
And the points.
And the points.
Obama will hold emergency meeting with economic advisors tomorrow. Uh-oh. Why? Because the Dow's down 700 points since he won.
Baltimore at Houston.
Today. It was three.
Oh, it's 450
minus,
again today?
Yeah. Yesterday was 370. The guy's ruining the economy. I didn't think he could do any worse, but he's ruining it.
Now, here's where I'm going, Fred. This is what you guys did to the last guy. Like, this has anything to do with Obama that
right.
is dropping.
Right. At least, Paul, you're
level-headed. I'm level-headed.
Right.
They're all wrong.
They're all criminals.
They're all
well,
crooks.
That's closer to the truth. Baltimore at Houston.
In Alaska,
Baltimore
it is the truth. It's
Baltimore at Houston. You went way down here.
Criminal.
Huh?
Yep. Baltimore at Houston.
That's way down the bottom.
Fred goes about his own.
Baltimore
I'm
by
going by
one.
The order that NFL
Baltimore by
has.
One over Houston in Houston.
Yes.
I will take
Matt Schaub, I believe.
Sage Rosenfels plays again. Sage. I'll take the other team.
Yeah, I was just going to say, thank God you told me about the Schaub status. Otherwise, I would have taken Houston. So give me the Ravens both ways.
I would have taken the Ravens both ways regardless of Schaub playing. So I just think they're the better team.
I'm with Mike. I would have taken Houston, but not without their quarterback. I'll take Baltimore.
Yeah, me too, Baltimore. Seattle at Miami.
Seattle at Miami. The Dolphins favored by, get this, 8.5 points.
Wow.
In a bid to go over 500.
I will take them to cover. I hate Seneca Wallace.
Hey, you know what? I'll go both ways on that one, too. Long cross-country trip for the Seahawks, and they're not very good. So we'll give the Dolphins some credit.
Any short cross-country trips?
No.
For every long cross-country trip, there's a short one.
It's true.
I will take Miami to win. Yeah, because it takes 6 hours to get out there and only about 4.5 to get back.
That's not short, though.
Well, shorter. I'll take Seattle with the points.
Yeah, I'm going to take Miami to cover as well, and I'm going to use Mike's theory of bad team, long trip. We don't want to play. They fall behind, and Miami gets it rolling. I think Miami has the easiest schedule of the three teams, of the four teams in the AFC East.
They do.
And we'll see if they could take advantage of it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Miami as well to cover. Green Bay at Minnesota.
Minnesota by 2.5.
Green Bay at Minnesota.
I'll take Green Bay to win.
Yeah, give me
Green
Bay.
I don't like Gus Frat.
Give me Green Bay, too. Minnesota's fraudulent. I'm starting to buy into Andy Hart's theory on the Vikings.
I don't like either of these teams, but I'll take Green Bay. I think they're a little bit better.
Yeah, I like what I saw out of Green Bay last week, and I'm going to take them because of that. I think that was a good one of those wins that, Fred, we were talking about, hopefully with the Patriots and Indy. They lost the game, but hopefully they benefit from it, and I think Green Bay might benefit from that loss in Tennessee.
Me too. I'm going with Green Bay. St. Louis at the Jets. St. Louis at the Jets.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Jets favored by 8.
I will take the Jets to win. I'll take the points. Jets to win, but I'll take the points. Brett Favre pick makes it close.
Yeah, I was kind of struggling with that one, too. Jets should win the football game, so I'll take the Jets to win. But I think St. Louis can keep it close, so I'll take the points.
I'm with both of you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to make it.
What Eric says every Friday night at a bar.
I'm going to make it unanimous because I think the Rams are a little bit better than they looked last week. I don't think they put in another one. That's the first really bad performance they've had under Haslett. I think they bounce back with a better effort, but I think the Jets win the game.
What's the spread here?
8.
Jets favored by 8?
Yes.
I'm going with the Rams both ways. Absolutely.
Shocking.
Didn't really see that one coming.
Why is that shocking?
Because you hate the
Jets every week.
Yeah, but I don't pick against them every week.
Yes, you do. Paul has the proof on his pad.
No, there's times that they play other teams in the division that he hates equally, and sometimes he picks them.
No, maybe you should go with my picks a little bit more. Maybe you wouldn't be the
seller. Now he's getting cocky
maybe
again.
You look like a guy with a tin cup in your hand.
Andy's in the cellar, so
we're
get
both
it right.
In the cellar.
No, yeah. I'm almost at 500. I'm a game behind.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Basement. It's all about the second half, Fred.
I'm 11 games over 500. I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's see. We'll skip over Buffalo and New England because that's a 1 o'clock game. Isn't that great having a 1 o'clock game on Sunday?
Oh. Who's going to suck, though?
God. Carolina at Oakland. Well, Carolina at Oakland.
Good, Carolina by 9.
Oh, come on.
Postgame pizza's been good.
Yeah.
Carolina to win and
cover. I feel like
cover.
Just pouring grease down your throat. Great.
Better than what you usually
it's
no.
Oh! Good, Eric. Good.
Wow. That's potty humor. Yeah. I like it. It's no Big Y pizza, Mike.
That was good, Paul. You should have.
We
had
haven't
some.
Even addressed that.
No,
you should have had
some.
The travesty
I don't think
that
now's
was
the time.
Friday.
Fred'll have a conniption fit.
The travesty that was last.
If we
Friday.
Have time, if we get through this, then we can
let's
have this.
Go. Let's hurry
it.
Up. Come
we'll
on,
get through.
We got 15
you eat your
minutes.
Dinner, you can
you're
have
up
dessert.
There, hi-ho. Carolina, Oakland. Carolina by 9.
Talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Unless I missed your pick.
Carolina both ways. Raiders suck. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, they do. I'll take Carolina. But I'll take Oakland to cover at home.
I have Carolina both ways. I cannot take Oakland again. Just want it stated for the record that I had Oakland last week, and they had 77 yards of total offense. I shan't be taking the Raiders again.
Shan't.
This is a tough one to take Oakland, even to cover. I had to take Carolina both ways. I mean, I was thinking that, you know, you get that rah-rah. You know, we got rid of D'Angelo Hall. We're going to band together.
Rah-rah. We got rid of one of my better players.
You know, but I don't think it's going to work in Oakland. I think this whoever it is, Tom Cable, Al Davis, they've lost this team. And so Carolina covers. Surprised it's only 9 points or whatever it is. Indianapolis at Pittsburgh.
Okay, Freddie, this game is off the board. Do you have anything?
I have a whole list of lines here, but it's not on there.
Is okay, it it's really? Been off the board. What we'll do is when a number gets posted, we'll get the picks with the spread. But Indianapolis at Pittsburgh, there's some injury concerns with Roethlisberger.
Do you want me to set it?
No.
Okay.
Set it and forget it.
I mean, it's probably going to be in the neighborhood of Pittsburgh by 3 when it's all said and done. But when we get a number, whether it be Friday or Saturday or whatever, we'll put it in and we'll all make a pick on the spread.
All right, Indy at Pittsburgh.
Give me a winner or a loser, Indy at Pittsburgh.
I will take. Well, yeah.
Do you want to wait?
It doesn't matter. I'm going to take Pittsburgh if Roethlisberger plays, and I'm not taking Pittsburgh if he doesn't.
Why don't we hold off? We'll wait until we get more information.
Okay.
On the game.
All right.
Well, I can make my pick like that if you want. People will remember that.
Now we're ahead.
We all
of
agree on that, though. For the most part,
Roethlisberger plays
every week. You rush.
We have the Big Y Pizza story we can tell, so we'll be fine.
But hold on. Kansas City at San Diego. Kansas City.
San Diego by 15.
15.
I'll take San Diego to win and cover and beat up on the Chiefs.
No way. Give me the points with KC. San Diego has not been that good this year. They're still up and down, so we'll split that up.
This will be up.
I'll take San Diego.
Yes. Your mom's up and down.
And I'll take KC to cover.
Yeah, I'm going to take the points, too. I like San Diego to win the game, but 15 is a lot.
I'm right with you
guys.
For
a 3-5 team.
For a 3-5 team, I mean, come on.
Come on. New York Giants at Philadelphia.
Right, we'll do it live.
8:15 Sunday night.
We'll do it live.
The Giants
we'll
at
live.
Philly.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
What's the spread, Paul?
Philadelphia by 3.
Thing sucks.
I will take
Philadelphia's favored by 3 in this game.
I'll take the New York Giants.
For some reason, you think the Eagles stink. Everybody
else
thinks they're a pretty
good team. I think the Giants are good.
They are.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I think they're better than, a lot better than Philly.
And they should be favorite in this game. I know this is.
What do you got over there, Hyde?
Giants.
Well, they're not the home team. That's why they're not favored.
They do well on the road. Remember,
they've only lost one road game in about 2 years.
Right.
But you know, I'm skeptical about this one. I'll take the Giants outright, but I think the Eagles could cover. It could be a 1-point, 2-point kind of game.
Okay.
Yeah. Last second field goal sort of thing.
Giants are just a better team. They're playing better ball right now. I got to take them.
Are there injuries on the Giants that we need to know about?
Nothing big. No.
I would agree. I think the Giants are a better team. I am going to go with Philadelphia. They're at home, and I think that they're the more desperate team. We've used that theme a lot lately with Patriots games.
It only works when they're playing the Patriots.
I think Philadelphia needs this. I think Philadelphia needs this one more than the Giants do. And
of course.
They get the win, but I do think the Giants are a better team. I agree with you guys.
Monday night, there's a big barn burner. Oh, me? Oh, Giants.
Monday night, me?
Big one. San Francisco at Arizona.
Oh, that's
a Monday night game. Arizona. What's the spread?
San Francisco.
Nine and a half.
Nine and a half.
Both ways.
Yeah, both ways, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. They're the better team.
I'll lay the points. I think the Cardinals are starting to feel it a little bit.
Yep.
I think the Patriots are going to look back and be feeling very fortunate that they don't face the Cardinals at home until December. Because I think if they played them in, say, October, they would have a very, very tough time beating that team. But December, with the weather that should be around, okay. I like their chances.
I'll
starting
take,
to feel it.
I'll take Arizona to win, but 49ers to cover. All right. So now let's go back to Sunday at 1, and we have Buffalo at New York. Oh, somebody's at the door
for
us.
Or at New England, maybe.
New England Revolution.
At New England.
Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's work. Go!
I believe he wanted us to say Revs play tonight, Gillette Stadium.
No, they don't.
No,
not at Gillette, Chicago.
Chicago.
But it is. It was a 0-0 game, so this is winner
the
take
second
all.
Second and right. deciding game.
This is
aggregate
winner.
Goals are out the window. Right. Win and you're in.
So this is a big game. I'll be tuning in. ESPN2, I think it's 8 o'clock, something like that.
Can't decide whether I'm going to watch the
50 kick.
The 850. Browns and Broncos 850. Are this one.
Well, they wanted to start. Benny. They wanted to start during the football game. They didn't want to start early and maybe grab people's
attention.
That is
ridiculous.
8:30 start on ESPN2. 8:50 kick.
Wow.
8:50
in Chicago. In Chicago.
They think I'm watching for 20 minutes of a pregame show for soccer.
Should have started at 7:30.
I can't decide if I want to watch Ugly Betty or that soccer.
It's 7:30 in Chicago.
Here.
Wow.
It should have been 7:30.
It's a weekday, so why would you have a 6:30 game?
It's soccer.
Your political leanings are terrible. You'll never get elected.
Not running in Chicago, though.
We are the worst at teasing and like building up support for the refs. It turns into Gary defending everything. It's Buffalo Biscuit. That's Buffalo Biscuit. Can I read the definition, Gary? It's the act of defecating in someone's shoe because they've angered you. I don't know how you get their shoe.
In Buffalo.
But, I don't know. I believe it refers to the animal.
I love how French
a buffalo
gets,
would drop a biscuit. You know how
gets
you
disgusting.
What do they call those cow
pies?
Cow pies.
Yeah.
A buffalo biscuit.
Why not an elephant?
You could defecate
because it's an elephant.
Because we're playing the Bills this weekend.
For crying out loud, it probably is elephant biscuit too. If you look under elephant,
it's one of the problems I have with Urban Dictionary these days. I think that
these days
fill in the blanks.
They've really jumped the shark. They were good 5 years ago.
They're not as clever as they used to be.
But it's not they. It's people.
Well, whoever is putting these things
up, it's society.
I understand.
It's society.
It's not, I think just people are just throwing things up there. They're not thinking it through.
Elephant biscuit is not yet defined on Urban Dictionary.
All right.
You know it's available.
Patriots Buffalo by 3.5.
Buffalo at New England.
Patriots by who?
3.5.
I will take the Patriots to win, cover, everything.
Rape, pillage.
Yeah. The Bills aren't playing all that well right now, and I think they're in a struggling mode. Now, this will be a huge win to go the other direction, obviously.
They have to have it.
To maintain first place in the division, or at least a share of first place. Otherwise, it just proves to them maybe sort of – it's still not our time, kind of like the Jets learned in week 2 when they didn't have Brady and the Jets still lose, as everyone but Paul saw coming. So I think this is another game where the Bills can't keep up with the Patriots.
Embrace the hate. No way.
Plus injuries, by the way. Dante Whitner just happens to be the best defensive player.
Schoble's out for another 4 weeks now.
That's good for the Pats.
Good for Matt Light.
Yep.
It's another case where we're talking about a desperate team, but the reason a lot of teams are desperate is because they're not playing particularly well. So it doesn't really fit the bill for me. So I'm taking New England both ways.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be much of a game.
And they're not desperate at home.
And the Patriots are desperate, too. That's the difference, I think, in this game.
And they're desperate at home.
I do agree that Buffalo's desperate
at home,
because they lose this game, they're 0-3 in the division.
Right, they're screwed.
That's almost impossible to climb out of. Even if they won all three, they're 3-3. They need the Patriots. They need all kinds of help.
They would need a miracle.
Patriots coming off a loss that should have been a win in Indianapolis. They're not going to lose two in a row. This is an important division game. They're going to have the first place all wrapped up by themselves.
At home.
They win by more than three.
Fred and I just keep saying at home.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a tight game. I think if there are no turnovers in this game, it comes down to the last drive. I think it'll be a very, very close game.
Oh.
But I do think the Patriots win it, and they do cover 23-17. I think they make a few more plays on offense. They have a few more weapons than Buffalo has, and that's the difference.
Well, I have to go with the Patriots both ways.
I think Trent Edwards gets killed. I think he's going to get hit a lot.
That's the big problem for Buffalo lately. Is the first four or five games, they protected the football well. They had a good balance going. The last two, and a lot of people in Buffalo say since he came back from the concussion, he hasn't been quite as good in the pocket holding onto the football. There's been interceptions and fumbles. And last week they held the ball for 27 straight plays against the Jets and came away out of that stretch down 7-0 in the score because he threw a 92-yard interception return for a touchdown. So they can't – you talk about red zone problems, Fred. Buffalo has huge red zone issues right now.
All right. Well, it's a good game for the Patriots, hopefully. So perfect timing. So now we have – now what's going on, Paul, before we
Fred,
tune
I
out
just,
here?
I like to think of you as the voice of reason.
You won – a contest.
I like to think of you as the voice of reason, so you tell me if you think I'm being out of line on
okay.
this. there was a very small pool. It was only about $20. Okay, it wasn't a lot of money.
Total.
Very small.
Total.
Okay?
Total.
Yes.
Right.
Total.
Not everybody put in 20. It was 20 bucks.
No, everybody put in like
Ferreira pay, actually.
Yeah, there was
probably
like, I don't even know if it was $20. It might not even been that much. Anyway, I won the pool. Okay.
What was the pool for?
Janice's baby.
Okay.
One of our coworkers had a baby a couple of months ago.
Coworker.
Yeah.
That implies she's going to come to this building and work with us.
Plus she's
I haven't seen her in 8 months.
She's much above us anyway, too. Talk about going to get slammed with taxes soon. Whew. Anyway.
Down to 120,000.
He rolls his eyes at me. Anyway, I win this pool, and people in the office who sort of ran the pool and had all the money.
Lori.
Took it upon themselves, Lori.
Yeah, say how it is.
To just take the money that I won, not give it to me, and say they were going to buy some. So I said, if we're going to just get like a cake or something or whatever, one of the, you know.
Yeah.
Fine. Well, they decided they were going to get lunch.
And they didn't even ask you.
Last Friday. No, I was never consulted on this at all.
That's not right.
Okay. So I said, okay,
he's
whatever.
Acting like the Robin on Stern right now. Stern's telling a story. And they didn't even ask you.
He was just like, here, hold this. And I said, okay.
So now here's the kicker.
Oh, wait, that's a different one.
They decide to go out and get pizza. Okay, which, fine. You want to get pizza? Fine.
Paul likes
again,
pizza.
I wasn't consulted on this, but too you're going to go out and get pizza anyway. Whatever. What's the difference? $20, you know? Not the end of the world. They go to a supermarket and buy pizza at the Big Y.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Big Y pizza,
it was
Fred.
Good, Fred.
It was very good.
It was actually really good.
Okay. Well, so is real pizza.
Exactly.
Right. Real pizza's better.
Yeah, but this was the size of a sheet of plywood for $8 or something.
Right.
Why settle for
the box?
How good could it be?
It was good.
It was pretty good.
And to top it
all
off,
I doubt it was that good. I really
after
doubt
all
it.
Of this, okay, the thing that irritated me the absolute most.
It came with vegetables.
Okay, now Mike actually went out. You, Mike, and myself.
Right.
Ended up getting lunch on our own.
Right. I had a veal cutlet from Omega.
Mike was kind enough to go out and get it. So we get it around the same time the pizza gets back. We go over to join them to eat, and they get mad at me for not eating. And
it's your money.
Okay. Right. Now, and here's the part that one person in the office.
It's your money.
One person in the office says, no matter what it was, he would never eat it. He would never try it. Why would we?
Can I guess who that was?
Why would anybody operate under the assumption that I've never had pizza from the Big Y? And I just decided in my life I don't like it.
Have you tried the Big Y?
I've had the Big Y pizza. It tastes like rubber. I don't like it. Okay? I've tried pizza
Paul's
there.
Eating a lot of rubber
I
in
didn't
his day.
Like it. So why should I eat something that I know I don't like?
But it's beyond that. It's way beyond that. It's the whole principle of the whole thing.
I agree with you on the principle, but I was able to overlook that until I got blasted off into orbit by someone suggesting that there's nothing that could have happened that would have made me eat
it. You talked to that person since then?
Oh,
is he sitting across from you?
Is it me?
That person's not in this room.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Gary alluded to it might be me, and you know me. It could be me.
But so, I have tried the Big Y pizza. I'm not a big fan of supermarket prepared
food. You win
a
pool. It's up to you
general.
What you want to do with that money.
So, Fred, let me get this straight. You don't like it that somebody took Paul's money and did with it what they wanted to do.
Gave it to others. Spread it around
they
the
spread
office.
Spread the wealth.
Sort of redistributing of the wealth, if you will.
Interesting.
You don't like that, do you?
You mean like taxes?
No. That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, that's what taxes are.
No.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress.
Taxes are all taxes.
We will be back next week after a big win for the Patriots.
JR.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Stay tuned for John Rook.
We'll do it live. Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call, and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
But we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.